This message, Broken System, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Sunday evening, July 26, 1964, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Gbedasisia, Tido Sio Gomengo, Nye Esi Novingutu William Marion Branham, de Gbefade English Gbeme, Le Kosira Gbefien, Siam Lom, Blavevo Adelia, Fe akpereka la fa sheke bla devo eneliame le Branham fe akbadome le Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Let us pray.
Minamia dogbeda.
Lord, now we believe.
Afeto, azomye kwese.
We believe on the Son of God, and through this we accept eternal life through Him.
Miecho. Mawu vi la jise, eye le esi amela, miecho akbe mavo to e amaji.
Now we have gathered again this afternoon or this evening for another service.
Azon, mie gava fofu ake, etrosia, alofiensia, hena takpekpe bubu wawo.
Trusting you for the message and for what you will tell us tonight.
Hedo ngude nguo, hena gbedasiade, plenusi nagblonami.
We believe thee, Lord, and we wait upon thee.
Mie kho jiwo se, afeto, eye mie le mok bom na o.
You said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle.
Ke eglombe, ame si okpo amona Yehoa la, unse ye yedua ongu, wadjo yi ame vi abe hon ene.
And we pray, God, that you'll give us that mounting up power tonight. As we wait on thee.
Eye mye le gbedom da mawu bena na toya me yiyi nsama na mi le zasia me esime mye gale mokpom na wo.
We thank thee for these people and for what they mean to you and what they mean to me.
Mye da akpe na wo de amesia uta plenu si wonye na wo pa plenu si wonye na nye ha lata.
I thank you for it, Father.
Meda akpena o de esiata fofo.
They are your jewels.
Wonya kpehwasi wo na wo.
And I pray, God, that the night that you will manifest yourself and the way to them that they have need of.
Eye melegbe domda mau lezasia mebena na dedoku o de go na wo le mosi hia wo lanu.
If there is sick here, may they be healed.
Ne dono adewo le afisia la, na wakpo doyoyo jro.
If there's a doubt in someone's mind, clear it up, Lord.
Ne dikeke le ameade fesu sumela, dida afeto.
And just give us of thy presence and thy blessings, because we need them, Lord.
Eye, to wo amegbono no, ble wo yayira wo nami, elabena mie hia esia wo afeto.
You are our all sufficiency.
Wenye miyafe akboso sola kata.
And without you, we cannot do nothing.
Eye, woma nomela, miyatengu awona nekeo.
We pray that you will receive our thanksgiving for all that you have done.
Miyelegbe domrabe, na kho miyafe akpedadao, lenu siyo kata ne walata.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we look forward to your blessings. Amen.
Le Yesu Kristo feng kwa jila. Nyele mokpom na wo yayirawo. Amen.
You be seated and
miatengu anwanyi ke.
Well, it's just a bit cooler this Sunday night in here than it was last Sunday night.
Enyo, fafali egbe kosira zan zansiame. Le afisia vie towu alesi wono. Le nyito kosira gbe zame.
That we are very grateful to our brothers who work so faithfully and getting this in.
Nye da akpe gere na novingutu siwo wo donya tefetui, le nusia fe afisia vavame.
I know two or three of them.
Menya ameve alo eton le odome.
Brother Mike Egan is to see back there, and Brother Mike and Brother Southman.
Novingutu Mike Egan, sikpon melele megbeda kple me, novingutu Mike, kple novingutu Southman.
Brother, I believe, Roy Roberson and Brother Woods and all of them.
Novingutu, mekwesebe, Roy Roberson ye, kple nɔvi ŋutsu Wood kpakple ame mamlɛawo katã.
They were down here just sweating it out, trying to get it in so we could have this message now or today.
Wonɔ afi sia, te fifia, henɔ agbagba dzem be yewoahe nu sia vɛ, ale be míate ŋu ase gbedeasi sia fifi alo egbe.
So we're grateful.
Eya ta mieda akpe.
Now, next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, I want to have a healing service, a prayers for the sick.
Azɔ, kwasira si gbɔna ŋdi ne aƒetɔ lɔ la, medi be mawɔ dɔyɔyɔ takpekpe aɖe, gbedodo ɖa ɖe dɔnɔwo ta.
And we'll designate it to a healing service, if the Lord willing.
Eye, miatsɔe aɖo anyi na dɔyɔyɔ takpekpe la, ne aƒetɔ la lɔ.
I noticed this morning there's a bunch of handkerchiefs here. I prayed for them.
Mede dzesi ŋdi sia be, takuvi geɖe le afi sia, medo gbe ɖa ɖe wo ta.
And I, while you were praying and singing, I prayed for the handkerchiefs, and then there's more here tonight.
Eye nye la, le esime miawo mienɔ gbe dom ɖa henɔ ha dzim la, medo gbe ɖa ɖe takuviawo ta, ke azɔ geɖe wu gale afi sia fia sia.
So we believe that God heals the sick.
Ale mie xɔnɛ sena bena Mawu dana gbe le dɔlelawo ŋuti.
So many great testimonies of healing among us. And across the world, and we're grateful for this.
Dɔyɔyɔ ƒe ɖaseɖiɖi trakɔ geɖewo le mía titina kple xexea me godoo ƒoxlã eye míenye nu siawo ƒe akpedalawo.
And I thought next Sunday being I have to be away for a little bit.
Eye mebu be kɔsina si gbɔna la, esi wònye be mazɔ mɔ vie.
We've been holding so much just to the teaching and of the message.
Ke esi míele fɔ ɖe gbedeasi la ƒe nufiafia ko ŋuti va yi ta la.
I thought it would be a good thing if we had a healing service, prayed for the sick.
Me bu bena anya nunyu ade ŋutɔ be miawɔ dɔyɔyɔ ƒe takpekpe ado gbe ɖa ɖe dɔnɔwo ta.
And we trust that God will give us a great time.
Eye miexɔe se bena Mawu ana mi eyiyi di anyi wo.
Now many of you have to drive many miles tonight.
Azɔ, enɔ na mia dometɔ aɖewo be miaku ʋu. Kilometer geɖewo le zã sia me.
So I was talking to groups over at the Blue Boar cafeteria today where I was having dinner.
Ale egbe la, menɔ nu ƒom na ameha aɖewo le Blue Boar ƒe coffee noƒe, afi si menɔ fianu ɖum le.
Many fine people, I got to shake their hands and talk with them.
Mete ŋu na asi ame nyui geɖewo heƒo nu kpli wo.
People I never met before that come here to the church.
Nye kple ame siwo nye mekpɔkpɔ o, esiwo va na hamea me le afi.
And I'm grateful for such friends. And I want to thank each and every one of you.
Eye meda akpe ɖe xɔlɔ siawo tɔgbita, eye medi be mada akpe na mia dome ame sia me.
Some of them have picked blackberries and brought us.
Wo dometɔ aɖewo fɔ nyitsetsewo hetsɔ vɛ na mi.
One brought us a bucket of syrup or molasses, I believe it was, and just think.
Eye ame ɖeka ɖe ya tsɔ sukliti go ɖeka. Alo fofo ŋuti totui, mexɔse be ye boŋue kple nuwo keŋ.
You don't know what that means.
Mienya nu siawo nye nam o, enye.
Of a morning, I come up and go out of the house sometime.
Ŋdi aɖewo ne mefɔ, hedo le aƒeme ɣe aɖewo yi le afi ma la.
Other morning, there was some brother there that was real bad off, had no clothes and things for me, go get him some clothes.
Ŋtsɔ ŋdi, nɔvi ŋutsu aɖe si nɔ afi ma. Do xaxame ŋutɔ, awu kple nuwo menɔ esi o. Edzi tso asi nye be mayi aɖadi awu ɖe wo vɛ na ye.
I started out, I almost stumbled over a bucket of blackberries sitting there.
Deko me be ma dogo, tetiko la, mekli nyitsetse tɔkpo ɖeka si woda ɖe afi ma.
I said, you bring these blackberries?
Mebe, woe he nyitsetse siawo vɛa?
He said, no, never had nothing to do with it.
Ke be, pao, nye menya nya ɖeke ku ɖe ŋuti o.
I've been here for daylight, and they were sitting here then.
Me va afi si afongli afi nke, eye ele afi ma afi me va.
And it was my good brother Ruddle had brought them to me.
Ke novi nye ŋutsu vevie Rudel ye he ove nam.
And so those things I certainly appreciate.
Eye ekema mekpɔ ŋudzedze le nu siawo ŋuti ŋutɔ.
Billy Paul just made mention to me a few moments ago that among this congregation tonight that took up an offering. That for me.
Billy Paul gblɔ nam fifi la medidi o bena le ƒuƒoƒo ya me fia sia la wo wɔ nudzɔdzɔ nam.
I thank you for that. I didn't want you to do that.
Me da kpe na mi ɖe eta. Nye medi tso mia gbɔ be mia wɔ esia afi o.
I just appreciate your efforts and so forth, but that wasn't necessary.
Me kpɔ ŋudzedze le miaƒe agbagbadzedzewo kple nu bubuawo ŋu, gake esia ya mele vevie o.
But the Lord bless you.
Eye gake la, aƒetɔ ne yra mi.
You know, the Bible said, in so much as you have done unto the least of these, you have did it unto me.
Minya be, Biblia gblɔ be, zi ale si mi wɔe na ɖevi sue siawo dometɔ ɖeka la, nye mi wɔe na.
Now, I've been kind of speaking to you on the message very straight.
Azɔ, ewɔ abe, meƒo nu na mi le gbedeasi la me kple nya sesewo.
And some people might be under the impression that I think that Jesus is going to come in the morning or tonight.
Eye me, ɖewo hia me aɖewo ava bu be, but ɖe me susu be Yesu ava le ŋdi sia alo zã sia me.
I do.
Me susui.
I don't say that he will.
Azɔ nye megblɔ bena ava o.
And again, he may not come for next week. It might be next year. It might be 10 years.
Eye zi ɖeka ke la, ate ŋu anye be mava le kɔsiɖa ɖeka me o. Ate ŋu anye ƒe si gbɔna. Ate ŋu anye ƒe ewo megbe.
I don't know when he's coming.
Nye menya ye ka ye wòle vava ge o.
But there's one thing I want to always you bear in mind. You be ready every minute or hour.
Gake nu ɖeka ko medi be, ne nɔ susu me na mi ye sia ye nye bena, mi nɔ klalo na miniti alo gaƒoƒo ɖe sia ɖe mi kpuia.
That if he doesn't come today, he might be here tomorrow.
Ale bena, ne meva egbea o la, ɖewo mahi ava etsɔ si gbɔna.
So just keep that in your mind, that he's coming.
Eya ta, mi lé esia ɖe susu me bena egbɔna.
And I don't know what time is going to be my last hour on this earth. Neither does any of us.
Eye nye menya ye ka ye anye nye gaƒoƒo mletɔ le anyigba sia dzi o. Eye mia dometɔ ɖeke hã menya ye tɔ o.
And it's not of us know when he's coming.
Eye ame aɖeke hã mele mia dome nya ye ka ye wava o.
He doesn't even know himself by his own words.
Eye ŋutɔ hã menya o le eya ŋutɔ ƒe nyawo nu.
He said the Father only knows when he will come.
Egblɔ bena fofo la ɖeka koe nya ye yi si me yava.
Not even the Son knows when he will come.
Vi la ŋutɔ hã menya ye yi si wava la o.
It's when God sends him to us again. But we're looking for his coming.
Anye ye si Mawu agadɔ eya ma ɖe mi ake. Gake la, mi le mɔ kpɔm na eƒe vava.
And if he doesn't come in my generation, he might come in the next.
Eye ne meva le nye dzidzimea me o la, ate ŋu ava le esi gbɔna la me.
If he doesn't come in that one, he'll come in the next.
Ne meva le ema hã me o la, ava le esi adze eyome la me.
But for myself, I can't see hardly any time left.
Gake na nye la, bebli mate ŋu akpɔ be ɣeyiɣi aɖe gasusɔ.
To me, it could happen at any minute.
Deko me, na nye ŋutɔ ya la, ate ŋu ava me le aɖabaƒoƒo ɖe sia ɖe me.
Now, that doesn't mean now that you'll see the heavens change and
Azɔ la, menye ema gɔme enye be, menye ema gɔme enye be, azɔ be, miakpɔ dziƒowo atrɔ kple nuwo keŋ o.
That's not the coming I'm speaking of. I'm talking of the rapture.
Menye vava ma gblɔm mele o. Kɔkɔdzoe ƒe nya gblɔm mele.
See, he makes three comings.
Mi kpoa, ewɔ vava zi etɔ.
He come in three sons' names.
Eva le vi ƒe ŋkɔ me zi etɔ.
He come in a trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Eva le trinita me, fofo la, vi la kple gbɔgbɔ kɔkɔe la.
See, all of it the same Christ, the same God, all the time.
Mi kpoa, wo katã wonye Kristo ɖeka ma, Mawu ɖeka ma ye esia yi.
Now we know he come to bring three works of grace, justification, sanctification, baptism, the Holy Ghost.
Azɔ mi nya be eva kple amenuveve ƒe dɔwɔwɔ etɔawo, afia toto, kɔkɔewɔwɔ, gbɔgbɔ kɔkɔe ƒe amenyɔnyrɔ.
Everything in God is completed in threes.
Nu sia nu le Mawu me, de ablibo le etɔ me.
And so he come first to redeem his bride.
Eye ale eva gbã be yeaxɔ yeƒe ŋugbetɔ la ƒle.
He comes second as a rapture to take away his bride.
Eva zi evelia esi anye kokojoe ba wakoe fengbeto la joe.
He comes third with his bride, king and queen.
Emegbe, ava, zi etonlia, bakple fengbetoa, fiakple fiasron.
After, that's when many people are expecting the coming.
Emaye, amegedeo le mokpom na vavala.
But when he comes this time, hardly none but those who are ready will know when he comes.
Gakene va fifiala, kluela, amareka onegbe amesio le klalola kwe anyabe eva.
There'll just be an absence of people.
Deko amoma gava no anyo.
They won't know what happened to him.
Womanyanu si jode wajio.
They'll just be caught away in a moment.
Deko wako wajui le adaba fufu de kame.
And that they just come up missing, changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Eye deko wabu vin. Watrofo no no melada pa fufu de kame.
So just be ready for that.
Eyata, mino klalo na esiako.
It'd be horrible some morning to miss a loved one. No one can find him.
Avanya nunji ngwada ngutok bere kang ndibe. Wa malolo na budo. Ame adekema diwo akpo.
Wouldn't it be too bad to know it's done past and you missed it?
Demanya nuvia mengtobe na nyabe eva yivo. Eye ye defu omaha.
So just keep before God.
Eyata. No maufen kumeko.
Now, next week, the Lord willing, next Monday, from week from this Monday.
Azon kosira sigbona me. Ne afetolola, jora sigbona, veagbe, to jora siaji.
If God willing, I'm taking the family back out to Arizona where they go to school. And I'm coming back.
Ne maulola, matrok lofo mea yi Arizona, fisi wole suku demle, emegbela, ma magatrokbo.
Now, I don't go out there. I haven't any services to be out there in.
Azon, nyema dona yina afimako. Nema nye be takwekwi adele afima sime mano o.
I'm hardly ever in Arizona. I'm gone somewhere else.
Be ble afimano na Arizona. Me jona yina afibubu.
I take the wife out there. Next Monday, I'm coming back here again.
Ma klosronye yi afima. Le jora sigbonakbe. Ma gatro ava afisya ake.
I leave from here to British Columbia.
Matola afisia ai British Columbia.
I come back to Colorado.
Matrok bova Colorado.
I'll be in Arizona again sometime near Christmas.
Magavan no Arizona eadei si tere blunyangu.
Just for a few minutes, long enough for maybe 2 or 3 days, get the family together, be back here through Christmas holidays. Lord willing, have a service through New Year's week here.
Minitif meadeoku, edidi akpa, doma hinkeke ve alo etonko, afofufomea, Agbova afisi ato blunya fo mokekeme. Ne afeton lola. Ma wata kwekwe ato fe ye ye afe kwa siramele afisia.
So then, I'm here practically, I'm here 10 times more than out there.
Ke ekemala, mono na afisi ato wu. Mono na afisi azigbozi e woto wu afikeme.
Because we don't have any church or any services out there.
Elabena, hame adeke alo takpe fe adekemele afima na miyo.
Nothing we have out there. So, in a way of church service.
That's
one bad thing about it. I have no place to send the children that will hear these messages like your children get to hear it here. And so that's one defect we have. But they're all healthier. It's a dry, hot, dry climate, but all the children seem to be healthier. I'm not there long enough to know where it's healthy or not healthy. I'm on the move, and I guess I was just born a rambler.
Mano atadi dijida aye ma susuba o jimbe nyetadila.
My wife calls me. I know she's here, so I'll get this after church. You all know.
Stronga you ambe, manyaba la fisia aye tamava kwe koko le solima magbe mikata minye.
What is that called? Shifting winds or restless winds or whatever. Whatever, you know, shifting sands.
Aleke woyone do. Jia, alo, yali, alo, alekeko, alekeko. Minyae, ke vuduye a.
I'm always on the move, in other words.
Alola, mele du ji esia yi le gbogbo bubu me.
And I've been married now 22 years, and sometimes I think I'm a stranger around the house because I have to be going.
Ke me de son, fe blavo vo ve nye si fifia, eye ya do yi la, me buna do kunya abe amajuro menye ene la fia me, elabena, elena mbe, magajota.
But I'm looking for the time that when we'll be settled down in the homeland someday. But now the battle's on, so let's be in prayer.
Gake mele mokpom na e iade, si mia va bobo no anyi de tefe de ka le mia de dume gbe de ka. Gake fifi la, avala le eji yim, e yata, mina mia no gbe do doraji.
Don't forget, next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, bring in your sick and the afflicted.
Mi gang lebe o, ni choko sila si gbon ak beng di, ne afeton loko, mi kplo mi afe dole la o kple fukpe la o vi.
Come early. Get your place and probably is a group to be prayed for.
Mi va kaba, mi va chomia nofe, eye do hi, amegare li sitawa dogberado.
We'll have to get our prayer cards.
Mi emak bedora metakban levi o.
If there isn't enough, we won't give our prayer cards, just enough to form a little line like 2 or 3 dozen or something.
Neme sokbo ola, mi elek bedora metakban levi o maga kobe, mi adro fliswe ade, si akho amewye vetefe eve. Allo eton sinuko, allo nananene mako o.
But we'll probably give our prayer card, so we'll probably do it about an hour before the regular service.
Gake mi ele akbanle via o magaya, e ata do ma hi, mi ame gafofo de ka dongo, na takpekpe a o unto.
Which I think takes up, it'd be 8 or 8:30, they'll give out the prayer cards.
Esike mabube akho, ganyi me alo ganyi klafan, wa magbanle via o.
Open the church, give the prayer cards next Sunday morning.
Wa fukbe dohwa, amak ban levia o ni choko sirak bengdi.
And then, be sure to be here for your, bring your loved ones, put them in there.
Eata, karejibe ya no fisi akena o, mikplom ya folon lo tove, mikko ova emele afima.
Be nice and cool in the church if they're sick, and we'll do everything we can to pray for them.
Bedohwa la ma afa, eye anyanono, nengyebo ole dolem la,
thank you again for the love offering. Now, we're going to read some of God's word tonight. And be ready for this event of His presence again to bring us His word. Now, we know we can read a text, but God has to reveal the context.
Azon, mien nyabena, mien o mien tengo akhli, gake lebe mauna deto metila afya, mikuya.
We can take a text, but God has to reveal the context.
Mien tengo akchonu kaklela, gake lebe mauna deto metila afya.
While you're turning now in the book of Jeremiah, the 2nd chapter,
ke esime mi no akam azon de Yeremia fa agbale taveli amen.
I want to say that I'm glad I have with us Brother Lee Vale, a precious brother in the Lord.
Medibe magbona ejochi nambe novingutu Lee Vale le mi agbo enye novingutu vevi adele afetola me.
And I think your brother here, I can't think of his name, Brother Willard Grace.
Eye masusube le afisia, novingutu si la afisia, nyamateng susuwe fengko, novingutu wila kreis.
And I've seen the brothers from Arkansas, Brother John and them from around Poplar Bluff and Brother Blair.
Eye me le novingutu si oto Arkansas ngakpom, novingutu John kple mamleu, si oto Poplar Bluff bocheva kple novingutu Blair.
And oh, Brother Jackson, Brother Ruddle, and so many that I just can't.
Hey, oh, nothing to Jackson, but nothing to Rudel, but I'm a garesio nyematen.
I wish I could call everybody's name, but I just can't do it. You understand?
I don't know my yama siama funko, kakado kumatenwa we oh, hey, mya segome.
Brother Ben Bryan, I see him sitting here.
Nothing to Ben Bryant, makwa no officia.
He's usually my amen corner while I'm.
Eye enye amesin no amen fo kona jinam eji nemele.
Everybody knows Ben by his voice. We sitting in California one time, I was preaching a message for the Baptist people up in the valley.
California la.
We had a big tent there and a lot of kind of aristocratic
Baptists.
I can never hear a amen from anywhere, you know, afraid some of the women break the paint on their face.
And
then, first thing you know, I seen a pair of feet about like that go up in the air, and two big hands and a black hair shaking their horn, amen, screaming like that. I looked down and I said, Ben, where did you come from?
It's really
getting an amen.
I see
his wife looking him over a little bit.
Oh,
he's losing a little of that black hair, but that's all right.
Don't
get worried about that. I did mine a long time ago.
So now,
don't forget to pray. Now, while we get to the sincere side of the service, remember, if we read this word, then God will bless His word. It will not return to Him void, but it will accomplish that which is purposed for.
And
I know in reading the word, I'll always be right. When I read the word, God will honor His word. Now let us stand in respect to His word. Jeremiah, the second chapter, the 12th and 13th verses of Jeremiah 2.
Jeremiah, ta velia, bukuwi eve, plewi etonia, le Jeremiah ta veme.
Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord.
Yehoabe, O, difo, miafo nunaku le siata, miafo lamana blefu, eye miafo mu ne woya.
For my people have committed two evils.
El labena, nyeduko avon fomavi eve.
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water,
and
have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Let us bow our heads now. Dear God, Thy word has been read. And we pray that You will honor that word. And give to us tonight the parable or the parallel of it.
As
we look to days gone by, Israel as examples.
Esime miekpo, Israel, lenkeke si ova yime, abekpo de nguene.
As the Bible teaches us, that we can see what You did to them when they obeyed the word.
Le ale si Biblia fiami nu, bena, ne miekpo nu si ke ne wawo, le esime wodo tonyala.
See what You did to them when they disobeyed the word. And learn what we must do.
Mia sro ale si jebe mia de afoe.
So we pray that you will speak to us tonight in a very special way.
Eya ta mia le gbedom ra be na fonu na mia le fiensia le motoxe adeji.
That we might know how to conduct ourselves in this day that we learn this morning that we're living in.
Ale be mia nya le si mia zoe le gbenkeke sia me esi mia srong di sia be esi ame mia le agbele.
For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen.
Ela bena mie biele Yesu fengkwa me, amen.
You be seated.
Nyateng anwanyi.
I want to speak tonight on the subject for just a short time on broken cisterns.
Medibe mafonu fiensia. Letanya suyade nguhena eyi kuyade arebena tido siwo gomengon.
Israel had done two great evils.
Israel wo von gan ave.
God said they had turned from him the fountain of life and had hewed themselves cisterns to drink out of.
Azon ma u glombena wo gble yedi yesi nye ti gbagbe vudola. Eye wo kuti udo ona on toro kyo be wa noto eme.
Now, that's something the reason I thought of this text was because that it would run parallel to what I was saying this morning.
Azo, na nenye ma, susita me bunu keklesia ngunti la enye bena, de ohi anya sokle nusik blom meno ndisia.
Of the hour that we're living and the cause that we are struggling for.
Kure gafofo sima mie le akbele. Ple taroji nu sita mie le fiflim do la.
And we look at Israel as example that what God was, he always has to remain the same.
Eye mie kwa Israel abekpo rengwene. Bena nu sima unye tala ele nebe waga nye kokoko.
And there's only one thing that God ever did honor. That was his way that he provided for the people.
Eye nu de kakweli singuti maudia bubu eye enye efemo si wotadi na efedukola.
And when they got out of that way, then God was dishonored.
Eye na wagblan mosiadi la ekema oma de bubu maunti o.
And God made the people suffer for getting away from what he had told them to do, no matter what it was.
Eye, ma wu ghi afu kwekwe vana dukola ji le esi wo jo le nusi wo gblo na wo bewa wo lagbota, meka nusi wo nye wu.
He even give him a law, touch not, handle not, taste not.
Eto selang to gohan na wu, mega kasien wu, mega likpo wu, mega dresekpo wu.
Just not because of the evil of doing it, but the evil of disobeying what he said do.
Menye de von, si le ewa wo meta de deko o wu.
And there's always cannot be a law without a punishment for law.
Eye kokokola, selamatengwa noni se angutito hemanome o.
Because if there's no punishment, then law is not much to it, unless it has a penalty. The law.
Elabena neto hemaliola ekema selahama kpongsa o negbede to heli ne kohafi sela.
Now, we find what they did in that day seems to parallel what we are doing today, what the church people are doing.
Azom ye kpobana, nusi o wagbadegbela, dibe ya sokple nusi wom ye le egbe, nusi hameto le wawom.
Now we see a strange thing here.
Azom ye kponana le afisia si womoya.
It might be strange to some people when he said they have hewn to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns.
Dohi awa moya de amiade oha. Lesi ma wogblobe mi de. Wode ti do na wantoro kui ti do si o gomengon.
Now maybe some of you don't know what a cistern is.
Azon dohi, miadometuade o manyanu si enye ti do o.
How many knows what a cistern is? Well, most all of you.
Amanani enyanu si enye ti do. Enyo, miadoma amasi amakului.
If you've ever raised on a farm, you know what a cistern is.
Nenye demie tile agblejila, anye nemi anyanu si enye tido.
I remember I drank enough bugs from one to know what a cistern was.
Me don kwe jibe, me no nujodi ole demakpo, bene, miyanya nu sinye tido.
Preached out in the country where you, in a brush harbor.
Me gbloma unyakpo le duademe, afisi ati duduwa obodo.
Where you'd have a big pitcher full of cistern water sitting there out of the rain, you know, and it kind of got a little old and...
Eye wo kwa ti le ti do me kluga de kadana de afima si yona kle ti tisija minye eye wo le sigbe de wo do hohovie eye
and then the bugs at night time would get into it
eye nto ti ova kana de me le zame
and so I know what cistern water is
ke alela manya nu si enye ti do
a cistern is a place a thing that's dug in the ground to take the place of a well.
Ti do nya te fede nana si o dede gume be wadoli vudo.
And where people doesn't have a well, then they get a cistern.
Afisie vudo mala amawo si ola ekama odena ti do.
In other words, a cistern is a man-made tank or a man-made well in the ground.
Legbogblo bubu mala ti do nya nugo amatowa weade alo vudo sile agume nya amangto towawa
that man dig out to catch the water to use it
esi amade be ya tohotie si yaza
some of them use it for wash water and some use it for drinking water and different way may
ame adosa na kana tilele eye ame adosa na kana tinono eye de oha le movovovo ojimahi.
All the water sometime that we used to get was on a cistern.
Yado yila, tisikata no namia sila kwenye esile tidome.
Used to have an old thing I had to wind around, 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 around to get the water up.
Nuko kweade namia si olebe na trui, atrui, 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 afia kwa tiviade.
Had little buckets on it to pump the water out of the cistern.
Tokbo suyade lengu, si otona duati le tidolame.
Well, we notice one thing about a cistern. It's different from a well.
Anyo, mi deje sinu de kaleti do nguti si tovovo na vudo.
Now, a cistern will get empty.
Azon, tido adi fuflu.
The cistern cannot fill itself.
Ti do lama tengu ayodo ki o.
It's not reliable. You can't rely upon a cistern. It has to rely and depend upon the rains that fall in the summer or in the winter, whatever it is.
Usually
in the winter time. When the snow and rain comes, then it runs the water off into the cistern.
Anu anula. Lavu vongoli, ne tikple tikpe jala, ekema akplotila ayide ti dolame.
And if it doesn't get that water, then you don't have any water.
Kanem ye khoti maola, ekema ti adekema no miasio.
It's all dries up.
Eme, afukan.
And it can't refill itself.
Eye ngto ma tengu agajiti o.
The old cistern cannot refill itself. It gets its filling from the rains that falls.
Tisijanala kwe wonebe wogayona.
And I want you to notice another thing about a cistern.
Kema jibe magadeje sinubu buade kude tidongunti.
Usually, you find or where it was at our place.
Enwenula miyakbobe alo alesi wolele miyakbola.
The cistern, usually the barn is about twice size the house. And they usually run the water off the barn to the cistern.
Tidola, enu enula lakpola lolona ada afetefe venu. Eye enu enula, okona tito lakpola tame, vakonade tidola me.
I remember that old cistern well out there when the drain pipes rushing into off the barn.
Medon kujibena tido kukwade nokheke afima, esi ngutie, esi meeti. Titolo anu ho, heva de anu eme, eya ha to lakpola tame.
It fills from the barn.
Ekwa tito lakpola gbo.
So then, The water is carried from the roof of the barn.
Alebe tsi la tsoa lakpo la fe tame.
For all the animals stepping around through the stable yard, and all the filth of the barnyard settles on top of the barn in dry times.
Afisike la okata no na fo tuma anyile lakpo fo khokhonu. Eye disi okata le lakpo fo khokhonu la ho na va jenade lakpo tame le zomangoli.
And then the water comes and washes it all down off the roof into a trough that's man-made, then into a man-made spout, and then into a man-made cistern.
Eye magbela tijana hekplone le khwatame ato titronu ma sinya ametowawe ame ayide fure sinya ametowawe ame eye wayi akode tido sinya ametowawe ame.
If you haven't got a mess, I don't know what you got when you got a cistern. Yes, sir.
Eye ne makponu nyola.
It's all man-made and just as dirty as it can be. We had a filter rag on one.
Minya, miyonebe, mietwa dovuvu si chionanula dua enu.
Did you ever know what that was?
Demyekwanumakwa.
Had to put a filter rag on it to catch all the bugs and things that come off the top of the barn and all around the place.
Elebe, watso dovu si chionula adonu, bena walenu jojua okata kple di, si chola kola latame, kple tefea okata.
Poured out from one place to the other into the cistern.
Heva konareti dolame, to tefe si kple keme.
And we used to put a filter rag on it to catch all the scum and stuff that we could.
Eye jejila, nyetona dovu si chona nula dua enu, bena mia le adru, ble nu de siade si mia tengwa leko.
Of course, that wouldn't catch the real dirt. It just caught the big missiles that come down and fell into it.
Na wakblela, esi ama tengwa le di lang tong to, lolo to si wakbona ava gede melakwe wolena.
The bug might fall in it, but the juice of the bug went on with the water.
Ndodwe, atengwa tieme.
So you really had a mess when you had an old dirty cistern.
Ekema mia pongyo tefava neti dohohwe fodi mile miasi.
In a few days you let that water stand there and it becomes stagnated.
Lenka kafiadome, nemye da sile timangu de afimala afafa.
You let the water stand the cistern, it becomes stagnated.
Ne da sile tingu.
And it gets full of frogs and lizards and snakes and.
Aye, ama yona fun ple ple akpoklo adoglo ple dao.
We used to call it wiggle tails.
Pakple numa simye yona be takpoduyo.
Little bitty, I don't know where they're not a parasite. They're a clown. I don't know what you call them.
Wonya nuvi suado nyamanya ne omanya dufuringwa o wonya nyamateng.
But some little thing gets in the water that we called it wiggle tail.
Gaka nuvi suado genade tiame. Esi miye yona betakpodu
yo. You know what it is.
Minya nusi wonye.
I mean, knows what I'm talking about. Why, sure, all you country folks know.
Amene nye nya nusi glomale. Oh, nuka ngtie. Chande, mimya deto kata minya numa.
Gets it all full of stagnation. And then these lovers of stagnation comes with it.
Mi de mobo tipafa na yon wokata, akama, nenomfe tipafa lolao, agedeme.
It just actually comes because it's stagnated.
Eva oho, elabena, efafavo.
And because it's stagnated, it draws the animal there that likes stagnated things.
Eye, esio fafatala, egelasio lona, nusi fafala de eme.
That's a whole lot like our churches today. I think that we have left.
Eye, ega sokle miyafo hamo egbe. Masusube, nye de asile.
One of the great sins that the church has done today, just like Israel then, it left him the fountain of living water and has hewed themselves out man-made cisterns.
Nuvoga de kasi hamea wa egbe. Abe alesiko Israel wata enela, enyebena. Egbla eyama, tigbak bevudo la di, eye wo deti do ametowawo na wo ntodokwi.
And it become a habitation of everything that loves that kind of water.
Ale wo trosu nusianu si loati mafomavi fe nofe.
Lizards, frogs, and all kinds of unclean germs live in it because it's a man-made tank.
Adoglo akpokplo kple doloku makomako fomavi de siade le agbeleme elabena tigo ametowawo ye.
And in this tank, these things stay. A perfect example of our denominational today.
Nenem nuo nu agbele tigo mame. Esinye kporeng blibo na miafe komaha tonko meto egbe.
Now you say, Brother Branham, why do you strike at those people so hard?
Azon, miagblombe, noviengu tu Branham, nukatanele nukhlamda mama ojine na magbegbe.
It ought to be struck at.
Ejebe wa khlanudi.
It's got to be struck at.
Elebe wa khlanudi.
Flee it, because it will finally form the mark of the beast.
Misila anu, elabena, egbona lafe jesila zuge mleba.
Remember, that is the truth.
Midonkweji, esianye nyatefe.
It will be the mark of the beast.
Avazu, la lafe jesi.
Denomination will lead right to it.
Komala tonko, akplo ameten, ayideme.
It's on its road right there now to force by power.
Elefo moji dota afima fifia beyazi ameji plengusen.
Look in the old Roman Empire, that's exactly what led them to that mark of an apostasy.
Mipo Roma fiarufeta tolada, numa tututue plowo yi megbede defo jesilagbo.
You found out that no man could buy or sell without the mark of the beast. You had to have it.
Mipo bana. America ma tengo aflenu alo ajiranu o ne ma khola la fa jesi o elebe wa hwe.
Only two classes of people be on the earth, those with the seal of God and those with the mark of the beast.
Amara toto evekwele anyigbaji noge amasi o khoma u fa nu trenu la ple amasi o khola la fa jesi.
Only two classes, so you'll have to have one or the other.
Hatoto evepekwe eyata le na obe na khodeka alo evelia.
It'll be an apostasy, a mark of religion, apostate religion.
Anya magbedede su subosubo fejesi subosubo si demagbela.
And it's going to have an image unto the beast.
Eye egbona legba wogena lala.
As we study, we find out that Rome was, is, and always will be the maw of the beast.
Abe ala si miye swan enela, miye kpobena, Roma nye itan, fifia, eye da sila, anye jes, alo lala.
Exactly, there's no way to get anything else. Rome.
Nenema tututwe, monwa de kema libe wa kwe de bubuo. Roma e.
And what did Rome do?
Kanuka Roma wo.
Was converted from pagan Rome onto papal Rome and organized the system.
Etroto Roma troduame, vazu Roma papa dua, hedon duanya de anyi.
A universal system that forced everybody to that one religion or be put to death.
Hichama kata fun duanyi, sike, ziame de siade jibe wa drosbo subo de kame, alo wawi.
And it's a strange thing that this United States appears on the scene, and it's like a lamb.
Eye, enye nusi wa moya abena, America siavato. Eye, wole abe alevi ene.
And a lamb has two small horns, civil and ecclesiastical rights.
Eye, alevi la to Josue eve. Esi wenye, jena dukome vitua, ple Christo hametua.
And after a while, when that was a lamb, we found out that it spoke then like a dragon and exercised all the power the dragon had before it.
And the
Bible tells us that they said, let us make an image unto the beast.
An
image is something like something else. And we can see it right now that in its apostate condition the church is forming the world council of churches.
Eye mi atengwa kpo fifi la bana le fa magbedede fa nonoma amala hamala le khikhe me ga me o fa adang de ga wom.
Which is the image to the power of Rome and will force upon the people the same thing that pagan Rome did, or papal Rome did.
Esie nya legba si o wona Roma fa ngusala. Eye wazin de kamake si Roma trodua wala de amawoji alo esi Roma papa duawo.
So there's no other way, no other thing, but that is the truth.
Ekema monbu buade kemelio, nubu buade keo, kebong esia nya nyatefela.
That's why I'm striking it in my age, in my time. Because it's got to be struck at.
Eye esia tamela nu khlam de. Lenya agbeno yame, lenya eyime, elabena ejebo wa khlanudi.
The call coming to come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins.
Yoyola di khobena, mi dogolo wodoma, nye duko, bena mi aga deha kle fenuvo o.
Now, I'm liking that to these dirty, filthy cisterns.
Azo, metonu si asokple, tido, fodi,
He is the fountain of life. He is the living waters. And man leave that and dig for themselves cisterns, which can only catch the filth. That's the only thing it can catch.
And
that's what denominationalism does. It catches everything that comes along. It wants to join.
They're
willing to take it in if it's got some money or can dress in a certain way. No matter who they are, where they come from, they take them anyhow. Now we find again that this mark of the beast that was formed here, America is number 13.
America enye noba wi eton.
It was born with 13 colonies. It had a flag, it had 13 stars, 13 stripes.
Ejo, ple dutanyi gban wieton, a flaga sime, letivyi wieton, ple agbaka wieton le la le si.
And it even appears in Revelations, the 13th chapter.
Eye, woga dohan, le nyade de fiata wieton liya men.
And America has always been a woman, represent on our coins.
Eye, America.
Even the Indian head on a penny is a woman's profile. We know that. Know the history of it. Everything the Liberty Bell and everything, yeah, the Liberty Statue of Liberty is everything a woman.
Nusianu, a blood a gala, plenum bubu de siade.
A woman number 13. See?
Nyonu, number 13. Mikuya.
Now, it's beautiful to see those things.
Azon, nyonu tobe, wakponu siyao.
And now, I have predicted by a revelation from God or a vision in 1933 that seven things would happen before the end time.
Eye azo, meglodon go to de fia sitoma ugbo, along tega sitoma ugbo la me, alo, fakwere kalafa sheke blatovo tome feng tega de mebena, nu adrea joafi nui lado.
And at one of them, at Mussolini, who was then becoming dictator, he would become dictator.
Eye bena, odomato de kaya nye bena, Mussolini, amesino akpasa sejidula zumu ema ila, avazu akpasa sejidula.
And also, you'd make an invasion and go down to Ethiopia and would take Ethiopia.
Eye, Gawula, aho ayi duhoge eye wa yide kus eye wa hokus.
In the spirit it said he shall fall at his step.
Ke gbagbola egbobona ade afo aje anyi.
I wonder if there's any old timers still left in the tabernacle. Remember me saying that in the Redmond's Hall down here when we preached many, many years ago.
Nyemanyana amahuhu afo de gasusore agbadola mo. Wadongwe ba magbola le Redmond fe kotu hogala male afisi mie gboloma unyale. Fe gadawanya sivai.
Is there one in the building tonight that's left from down there from the old Redmond's Hall when I preached that?
De amiade le khwa mazasiame. Sisu sola amesiono Redmond fe kotu hogame la dome. Esime magbloma unyama.
When they had the NRA out, way back in the time of Roosevelt's first term.
Leesiyi wode ne re adego, badegbeke le Roosevelt fereti etokban to ome maha.
I guess there's not a one in here.
Mabube, amereka peha ame le kwame afisiao.
Is there one?
Ame adelia.
Yeah, one. There's one, yes, Miss Wilson, I remember her.
Deka, amereka li. Afeno Wilson, madon kweji.
My wife, sitting in the back.
Sronye, sibobo no magbeke ha.
Two left out of the old generation of those. In that day.
Ame vesuso, le ame siyo no anyi gbadek bela dome. Tojiji me kuhu ame.
That when they said this NRA was the mark of the beast, I said nothing to it, not at all.
Bena, esiyo globena, ne re a siya enye, lafe jesila. Mekblobana naneke meke o kurakongo.
The mark of the beast don't come here, it comes out of Rome.
Lafe jesila meto afisia o, eto Roma ke.
And it can't be the mark of the beast.
Eye esiama tenwanye la lafe jesio.
And I remember that these things are said.
Ke azomi don kujibe, wogblo enusia o.
Said Adolf Hitler would come to a mysterious end.
Mekblobana Adolf Hitler, fenuwu avanye amlimanwade.
And he would declare war on the United States.
Eye, aho avare Amerikan.
And they'd build a great concrete thing that they'd even live in it.
Eye, watu pegligan, nunuga sengu tuade, alebe wa no emegoha.
And right there, the Americans would take a horrible beating at this.
Eye, le afima tututula. Ava asi America tow etefemako legliaji.
And it was a Siegfried line, 11 years before it was ever started to be built.
Ke eye enye Siegfried glila magble fewire kedongo afiova jetu tu gomegoha.
And then said, but he would come to an end, and the states would win the war.
Eye magagloha be gake ava don wuwu eye America la dua valaji.
And then said that there's three isms: Nazism, fascism, and communism.
Eye, alame glombena, ism etoeli, nazism, fascism, ple communism.
And I said they'll all wind up in communism. Russia will take it all in communism.
Eye, magblombe, wokata wava wunude, communism me. Russia akploye kata yide communism me.
And I said then, science is going to be so great. Man's going to get so smart till he invents so many things until he's going to make an automobile that looks like an egg.
Hey, I'm a glombe. Hey, come on. Jojo manunya ade chialekbegbe. I'm a gbetolava je adangunto. Vukaka ade nungede otui. Fasere sima wawofu. Ade siano abe kuklosiene.
It'll have something like a glass top on it. And it'll be controlled by some other power than a steering wheel.
Esipo tama ano abe ahuhuene. Eye ngusen tuto adwe. Esimanya voafa kudo o.
And they've got the car.
Kawa wafula hoho.
And I said, then the morals of our women is going to fall in such a degraded thing to go be a disgrace to all nations.
Eye magblombe, ema imanyon wafa agbenono lage azugbondinu alekbegbebe wava zungpena duko wakata.
They're going to wear man's clothes.
Wogbona ngutu doge.
They're going to keep taking off their clothes till actually they come down like they got their underneath clothes on. That's all.
Wogbona eji yige, ano awudemdi vasere esime lenyate femela, wova didi sigbe, de wole wofa awutewide de koma ene, ke evo.
And finally they'll come to wearing just a fig leaf.
Eye mlebala, ova drogbo tiafe angbadede ko dodogbo.
And if you notice in last month's Life magazine, they had the woman with the fig leaves on.
Eye ne miele nkure ngula, le leti si va yume fe nyajogbalen life mela, nyomno adali, si dogbo tiafe angba.
And that's the new evening frock or gown, what they wear every evening.
Ke ema enge fiansi me wu ye ye la, alo awulegben si odona le fiansi me.
Transparent, can see through it. Only the fig leaves just hides a certain spot of her body.
Ema le fefle, wate ngu akpo nuto eme, negbe gboti fe angba kwe, ila efe nguti la fe akpa suyade.
With strapless or unstrapped bathing suits, the top of it exposed body.
Awusi ngu abo, alo kameleo. Tila usimado abo, esifo jima dia, nguti lafiana.
And how those things has happened.
Ple alasi, numao katan va eme.
Then I said I seen a woman standing in the United States like a great queen or something.
Eye magblambana, makpo nyonu ade, si titrede Amerika, si gbe fia nyonu gande ene alonane.
And she was beautiful to look at, but wicked in her heart.
Aye, a jetugbe, nyakpokpo, gake a fondi le jime.
And she made the nation step, go at her step.
Aye, enna dukola, de afode fa afode denu.
But I said, finally, he told me, look back east again.
Ale meglobe, mleba, eglona mbena, maga trokpo ejefe.
And when I did, I seen, look like as was the world had exploded.
Aye, esi me trokpo ela, mekpo, ewa abe,
as far as I could see, was nothing but sticks and smoldering rocks have been blown up out of the earth.
Eye didisfo ala sinu matengwa kpola na na kamaliwo atita kpo song ple ple agakpe si tu ajujo si wo dogoto anyigba me.
And these were to happen before the end of the world.
Ke eleba nusiawo na vame afikhiame fanu nado.
And five of the seven has already happened in 33 years.
Eye atova mahoho le adriawo dome le febla etovo etome.
There we are, back to the end time.
Nyawesi gadonuyi ake.
And I spoke against that denominational system right then.
Eye mofonu titrere komaga tonko fondro nyi manguti le maike.
And I still believe tonight that it's a cesspool. That it's a place where the filth run into it.
Eye maga kwesele za siamebe. Enye tifodido. Enye tefere sibe. Nunyonuo yina.
I can't believe that God would ever take such a thing in his church.
Nye matengu akwesebe. Mawu akonumade fahamemeu.
Because it's got to be born of the Spirit of God and is cleansed before it can be called His.
Elabena, elabe, wa jito maufo gbogbola me, eye, emegbe, wa letine, afiko wa tengu ayuebe eto.
The mystical body of Christ, we are baptized into it by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Christo feng tila makpo makpola e, wa nyuromide me, tok bogboko kwe fe ame nyuromji.
Yes, this cistern system is certainly a perfect example of denomination.
Ti dofon ronyisia nyakpora ngumblibo na komahatong kovava.
A wise man ought to look and never to go into it.
Elebe nunyala nakpora kuji. Eye mayide emekpokbedeo.
For God has proved through the ages that he's against it and never did work with it.
Elebe na maudokpeji.
Any group, any time a man raised up with a message, like Luther, Wesley, or so forth, and Smith and Calvin and them.
Hatoto de siade, esia yi siamede titre, ple beta siade, abe Luther, Wesley, ple bubuawene, ple Smith, ple Calvin, ple amemao.
When they started the organization, God laid the thing on the shelf and never did visit it again in a revival.
Nawa chedodo gomekola, mautona nula denade nufotetiji, eye mega srane kpok plenyonyok bedeu.
Look through history.
Mikpoble manya omeda.
There has never been a time that God ever took a denomination and made a revival out of it. Nowhere.
Mava me yada kai kwabe mauto koma hatonko he wonyonyo toji o malafiada ko.
Then through history and by the Bible proves that it's a filthy thing in the sight of God.
Ekama blemanyao pro biblasia dokpe jibana enya nunyo le maufo nkuma.
So I don't want nothing to do with it. And that's why I'm against it.
Eyata, nyemadonya da kekpli o. Eye enusiata e metoda ngudo.
Trying to get the people out of it.
Mala agbagba jamba ma ha ama odogwito e ma.
We are invited, like in Israel, so is it now, to look to Israel for examples.
Wokpa mi ba, nyakpo Israel abekpoda ngwene, alasi onole Israela nena maka wogale fifia ha.
They, as long as they stayed with that fountain, they were all right.
Wawala, ziala si ono anyikla vudomala, ono nye.
But when they got to hewing themselves cisterns, man-made systems, then God left them flat.
Gake esi wawungto de tido, nudu anyi ammetowa weola, ekama maude asile ongwen make.
He'll do us the same.
Awekplem ya ohana na make.
They forsook him. The fountain of living water.
Wogble ayama sinya agbetivu doladi.
That was the complaints that God had against him.
Eya enya nutoto sima utoda wonguti.
To make something that they could say, you see what we have done.
Bawa wonane siwa tengu agblobe mikponu simie walada.
Now when in the time of the travel of Moses.
Azo le Moses
when God by grace had given them a prophet, had given them a pillar of fire to go before them, had vindicated it by signs and wonders, grace had provided all these things. Israel still wanted Saul's law.
Israel gadi sala kokoko hekwe.
They refused grace to take law.
Wogba amanuwe he khosela de tefe.
That's exactly what the people does today.
Nusia tututwe amogawo egbe.
They refuse the word to take a denominational system. Because in that they can do what they want to and get by with it.
Wogba nyala.
But you can't do it in Christ. You've got to come clean and clear in order to be in Christ. Leaving the artesian well for a man-made system or sister.
Agble agakpe metivu dodi bawa kho nundu anyi ametowawea aloti dore tefe.
Could you imagine someone doing it?
Demya tengwa buengu tikpobe amere awonuma.
Could you imagine the mental conditions of a person that could drink at a fresh artesian well and would leave that for a man-made cistern with frogs and lizards and wiggle tails and everything else in it?
Demia tengwa bususu si foma via no amere si notifa fele agakpe metivu dome. Eye wogblindi dan notile tivu do ametowawe si me yofun kla akpoklo adoglo takpo revio pakla nusianu kama ha.
It don't seem even sensibly to be right. But that's just exactly what the people has done.
Madia manuwa wongtohabe wa wa o. Gakanuma tututue amowo.
They've left the word, the true fountain of God's source and power, to drink out of cisterns and make themselves cisterns.
Wogblenyala maufa jofa blengusa fa tivu doba valadi be wa noti le tivu doma eye wa deti do na wa ntoroku.
Same as they did then, they have done it now.
Alasi tututu wa watala eyake oga ofifia ha.
He said they've left me here. He said here in Jeremiah 2 and 14 or 13 rather.
Wogblobana, eglobana, nye wogbledi, eglele afisia, le Yeremia ƒe agbalẽ ta ve kpukpi wui ene me alo wui etɔ̃ boŋue.
He said, "They have left me, the fountain of living water."
Egblɔ be, wogblẽ nye si nye tsi gbagbe vudo la ɖi.
Now we see what a cistern is.
Azɔ, míekpɔ nu si tsido nye.
We see what it catches.
Míekpɔ nu si wòléna.
We see how it's made. It's a man-made thing. It comes off of a dirty roof.
Míekpɔ ale si wowɔe. Enye nu ametɔwɔwɔe aɖe si tso xɔta ƒoɖi dzi va.
The water that falls down hits on a dirty roof and it only washes the roof off.
Tsi si dzana la kɔna ɖe xɔta ƒoɖi dzi ke ɖeko wòklɔa xɔa tame.
Puts it down through a man-made trough, through a man-made spout, into a man-made tank.
Hekplone, to titronu ametowawwe ame, vakona re tigo ga ametowawwe ame.
And all the filth gathers in there, and the germs, and the lizards and frogs and things of the land like that.
Eye nunyanu okata fwafuda afima, ple dolekyo, ple toglo, ple poklo,
And notice they are the unclean animal. Wiggletail stagnated.
Eye mie degesi be lamakomakowo nye takpoduwo si fafadi.
A wiggletail can't live in clear water.
Takpodui matengwa nokbe leti kokwe me o.
If it does, it kill him.
Ne gbedengula aku.
He's got to be in the stagnation.
Elenebe wa notisi fafala me.
And that's the way it is with a lot of these parasites today.
Eye, nenemake olena adufudi ngogede wegbe.
You can't live in the fresh water of the Holy Spirit.
Nyatengu ano, bogbokokwe fe tingwime o.
That's the reason they're so firmly against the word. And instead contradicts itself, there's nothing to it.
Susu siatae, wo titrele nyalangu ti nenemakwekbedo, hekblombena.
It's because they have to have some kind of a stagnated pool to wiggle in. Right?
Let's see one yaba walk what if I had a form of you, see Fafa, a Simawa no Yimla Hatakatella Tae, a letter for.
That's the same way it is with frogs and with lizards and with tadpoles and such as that.
Nena Makanya, Poplo, Plat Doglo, Plat Poplo Machimachio.
They've got to get around the swamp or the stagnated pool to live. For it's their nature to live there.
Ela na obo wa kpotiba aloti si fafa afia tenwa nogbe ela bena enya ofo jojoma bena wa nogbe la afima.
And you can't change the animal till you change its nature.
Kema tenwa tro lala o negbe de tro ofo jojoma afiko.
And you cannot make a man see the word of God till his nature's been changed.
Eye metengule nanage be amenakpo mawo fe nyala o negbe de fe jojome tro afiko.
And when his nature is changed from what he is to a son of God and the Holy Spirit comes into him.
Eye na fe jojome tro tonu si onye tala me hezumawo fe vila ekema gbogbokoko egenade me.
The Holy Spirit wrote the Word of God.
Amen.
Today I was talking with my good friend Dr. Lee Vail, who's present now.
And he's
quite a theologian. And so we usually have some pretty good discussions on the Scripture. Very smart. And he asked me one time what I thought about the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost. Was it speaking in tongues?
It's
been many years ago. I said, no. Can't see that.
He said,
neither do I. Said, though I've been taught that.
Eglobana, nenema kenye nyaha. Ebe, togbaba wo fiam nenema ha.
He said, what would you think would be her evidence?
Eglobana, nukana susuba tengwa nyekperoji numaha.
I said, the most perfect evidence I can think of is love.
megblɔ bena kpeɖodzi nu nyuitɔ kekeake si mate ŋu akpɔ la enye lɔlɔ.
And so we got talking on that.
Eye ale mieyi dzeɖoɖo la dzi.
Then I thought that sounded pretty good, so just help that if a man's got love.
Eye mebui be edze to ŋutɔ eya ta melé ɖe esia ŋuti ne lɔlɔ le ame aɖe me ko.
But one day the Lord, in a vision, straightened me out.
Gake gbe ɖeka la, aƒetɔ le ŋutega aɖe me la, va ɖɔm ɖo.
And he said that the evidence of the Spirit was those who could receive the word.
Eye wògblɔ be, bena Gbɔgbɔ Kɔkɔe ƒe kpeɖodzinue nye ame siwo ate ŋu axɔ nya la.
Neither love nor speaking in tongues, but receiving the word.
Menye lɔlɔ loo, nuƒoƒo kple aɖeyeye o, ke boŋ nya la xɔxɔe.
And then Dr. Vail was saying to me that that is scriptural.
Eye Dr. Vail nɔ gbɔgblɔm nam bena esia le ŋɔŋlɔnu.
He said because in John 14, Jesus said when he, the Holy Ghost, has come upon you, he will reveal these things to you that I've taught you and will show you things to come.
Egblɔ bena elabena le Yohanes 14 me la, Yesu gblɔ bena ne eya Gbɔgbɔ Kɔkɔe la va mia dzi la, aɖe nu siawo afia mi, esi megblɔ fia mi la, eye wòafia nu siwo ava me la mi.
So there is the genuine evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Ekema Gbɔgbɔ Kɔkɔe ƒe kpeɖodzinu vavãtɔ li.
He's never told me anything wrong yet.
Megblɔ nya aɖeke nam kpɔ haɖe si mele teƒe o.
That it is the evidence of the Holy Ghost is he who can believe the word. You can receive it.
Ebe, esia nye Gbɔgbɔ Kɔkɔe ƒe kpeɖodzinu, eye nye ame si ate ŋu axɔ nya la dzi ase, ate ŋu axɔ esia.
Oh, Jesus never said when the Holy Ghost has come, you'll speak with tongues.
Elabena, Yesu megblɔ bena, ne Gbɔgbɔ Kɔkɔe va la, miaƒo nu kple aɖeyeye o.
He never said the Holy Ghost come, you do any of those things.
Megblɔ kpɔ bena, ne Gbɔgbɔ Kɔkɔe va la, miawɔ nu siawo ƒe ɖeke o.
But he said, he will take these things of mine and show them to you.
Amen.
And will show you things that is to come.
Ke boŋ egblɔ bena, aɖe tso tɔnye me, eye wòafia mi, eye wòagblɔ nu siwo ava va me la fia mi.
So there is the genuine evidence of the Holy Ghost according to Jesus himself.
Ekema, Gbɔgbɔ Kɔkɔe ƒe kpeɖodzi vavãtɔ la enye ma, le Yesu ŋutɔ ƒe nyanu.
So all these sensations and things that people have and still live on, you can see why they do it.
Ekema seselame siawo katã si le amewo si, eva wo ganɔna agbe make dzi la, miate ŋu akpɔ nu si ta wo wɔnɛ ɖo.
See, it becomes a denomination or stagnated pool.
Mikpoa, etrozu komaha tsonko, alo tive si vava.
And there'll never be a denomination made upon the perfect word of God.
Eye komaha tsonko ade kemeli, si wotso nyama, mau fe nyablibola we o.
It can't do it because you can't nominate or denominate God.
Matewa we o, elabena, matewa tsonko na mau alo awe komaha tsonko e o.
No, sir.
Oh, Amagan.
The reason is, you get a bunch of men who can believe the word. Let them start an organization.
Nusita enyesi, micho amagare si atengwa kwanyala jiase, nemi anawa jedodo o gome.
The first thing you know, in a year's time, there's a bunch of rickies in there that you couldn't do nothing with.
Afimi anyala, lefere kamagbekola, riki o fuga ade ano emela afima, si miatengwa wanana kekpli o.
They got a hole and you can't do nothing about it.
Wa khwede asiblibo eye miate ngwa wona ne kele ngwo.
It's not God's system.
Manya mau fon duanyi wonye o.
It isn't. So we know that that thing's out and becomes a sister.
Manyi kura o. Eya tamye nyabana numaya male makura o. Etrozu tido.
And it becomes a place where each one will compromise on this, that, or the other to get members in there. Or let people come in.
Etrozu tefa adesi. Ame ɖe sia ɖe ŋe aɖaba funya teƒe la dzi le nu si numa kple nu keme me bena yakpɔ hameviwo sɔgbɔ le afi ma alo bena yana amewo na ge ɖe me.
We find out this system started one time back in the Israelite days when they're digging these cisterns.
Míekpɔ bena nuɖoanyi sia dze egɔme kpɔ le Israelviwo ƒe ŋkekewo me esime wonɔ tsido siawo ɖem.
And there was a man and a bunch of Pharisees who had dug some cisterns.
eye ŋutsu aɖe nɔ anyi eye farisitɔwo ƒe hatsotso aɖe deti do.
And they had a man named Herod, and he was a proclamator, governor of the state.
Eye ŋutsu aɖe nɔ wo dome, eŋkɔe nye Herodes, eye ame sia nye sedela, dukɔa ƒe dziɖula.
And he come down to hear a man that didn't fool with their denominations.
Eye wòva be yeaɖo to ŋutsu si mekpɔ asi ɖe kɔmehatsɔ ŋkɔ ŋuti o.
He was a prophet.
Enye nyagblɔɖila.
And no prophet ever had anything to do with the denomination but hated it.
Eye nyagblɔɖila aɖeke mede ha kple kɔmehatsɔ ŋkɔ kpɔ o, ke boŋ elia fui.
This prophet began to say, don't you begin to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, because I tell you that God's able these stones to rise children of Abraham.
Nyagblɔɖila sia de asi gbɔgblɔme bena, miganɔ gbɔgblɔm le miaƒe dzime be, mia fofo nye Abraham o, elabena mele gblɔm na mi bena, Mawu ate ŋu anyɔ viwo tso kpe siawo me na Abraham.
And they brought out a dignitary to hear him.
Eye wokplɔ bubume aɖe vɛ be wòaɖo tui.
And this dignitary had took his brother's wife away from him and married her.
Ke bubume sia xɔ nɔvia ŋutsu ƒe srɔ̃ le esi heɖee.
What did that man walk out to his face and say?
Ke nu ka ŋutsu ma zɔ yi eƒe ŋkume hegblɔ.
They thought he would compromise and say, now, sir, you have your nice seat over here.
Wobu be, angada ba funya tefeya ji, agblɔ be, azɔ amega, wola, va nɔ zikpui bɔbɔe me le afi.
And you are, I'm so glad you're here to hear me today.
Eye ele na wo be, enye dzidzɔ gã aɖe nam be va afi sia be yeaɖo tom egbe sia.
John walked right up in his face and said, it's not lawful for you to have her.
Deko Yohanes zɔ ɖe dzi tẽ va do ɖe eƒe ŋkume hegblɔ nɛ be, medze se be nàdee o.
The very first thing he said, he bawled him out for his sin.
Esi wònya ke nu ko la, ena wòwo avi ɖe eƒe nu vɔ ta.
See, denominations make stagnant pools where men can live with women.
Mikpea, kɔmehatsɔ ŋkɔ ɖetiƒe si wo ƒaƒã ɖi teƒe si ŋutsu ate ŋu adze ahiã kple nyɔnu le faa.
And then women can carry on and cut their hair and wear shorts and anything else and call themselves Christians.
Eye nenem nyɔnuwo hã anɔ agbeɖuɖu dzi alu woƒe ta ɖa eye woaɖo atakpuiwo kple nusianu keŋ evɔ aha yɔ wo ɖokui ƒe kristotɔwo.
But a genuine fountain, hallelujah, of the power of God, it can't stay there because it pushes it out.
Gake Mawu ƒe ŋusẽ, hallelujah, ƒe tivudo gbagbe mate ŋu anɔ afi ma o, elabena edana tsi.
I am the fountain of living waters.
Nye nye agbetivudo la.
They left me to dig themselves some cisterns.
Wogble nye ya ɖi heɖe tsidowo na woa ŋutɔ ɖokui.
Now a fountain of living water. We find out what is a fountain of living water.
Azɔ, agbetivudo la, miekpɔe, nu ka nye agbetivudo?
We find out what the cistern is. Now what is a fountain of living water?
Miekpɔ nu si nye tsido, ke azɔ nu ka nye agbetivudo?
It's an artesian well.
Eya nye agakpemetivudo.
An artesian well, what's that, Brother Branham?
Agakpemetivudo la, nu ka wo nye, nɔvi ŋutsu Branham?
It's a well that always comes from beneath and pushes its water out.
Eya nye vudo aɖe si dona tso keke tome ke heda ati esia yi.
It's flowing all the time.
Enɔ asisim esia yi.
It is self-supporting.
Esute le eɖokui si.
Always fresh and clean. An artesian well, a fountain of living water.
Emeti nyo. Hekɔ esia yi, agakpemetivudo, agbetivudo.
It's not dead and stagnated, it's living.
Menye nukuku si fafadi o, agbele me.
It's constantly changing, bringing up something new all the time.
Enɔ li ɖɔɖɔ dzi ɖa, hehia nu yeye ɖe go esia yi.
Moving on, coming from its resources.
Ele du dzi, edona tso eƒe dzɔƒe.
It draws its resources from its bed.
Ekpɔ eƒe dzɔƒe le eƒe tume.
Which is still a fountain of living water spraying up.
Si enye, eganye agbetivudo si le ti wum kokoko.
Self-cleansing is clean, pure, clean water.
Eklɔna eɖokui me, eme kɔna, eme dzana, ti kɔkɔe wonye.
It's self-supporting. You don't have to wait for the rains to fill its tank up.
eya ntɔ sute mehia be nanala be tina dza ayɔ eƒe nugo la me o.
It's always a bubbling up. Gives us water free.
Ele adaji esiai hetoa eƒe tina na fako.
You don't have to pump it, wind it, twist it, or join it.
Mehia be nagbe o, atru o, avivi o, alo agede me o.
It's just a fountain of living waters.
Agbeti vudoko wo nye da.
You know, you take these old cisterns, you have to crank it and crank it and crank it and pump them and everything to get a little of that stagnated water out.
Minya, na etoti do hoho siawola, ala na obe na trui aga trui ke eye na gbe ple token afia kpoti fa fama fe fiade.
But a fountain of living water gives it out free without pumping, joining anything else.
Gaka agbeti vudo ya na na efe tila fa mehia be wa gbe adue me. I won't be bored at all.
Oh, I'm glad for that fountain.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you come to the mountain? Eh, Amaga.
It needs no strainer on it to take the parasites out.
My hair teacher, no, but what you are defooding all that let him know.
For it's coming so deep down there in the rock until there's no parasites there.
Elabena edoto tomeke le agakpe medake afisi nwoade kama tenwu ano.
It don't have to have an educational rag hanging on it. That's right.
Mehia ba wa dosku de defa dovuvu ne o. Esiale tefa.
Some worldly made system of man made denominational wisdom to tell you before a psychiatrist whether you're able to preach or not.
Nudu anya metowa weade si o de to koma ha to nko metowa we afonu nya me. Be wa gble afia o le susuma doya la fonkume na sute agble maunya lo me sute o.
It don't have one of those filthy rags hanging on it.
O me sado vuvu nyonwa de kedenwu o.
It push it right off as soon as you put it on there.
Adida kaba zireka na nya twede nko.
You can't do it.
Matengwa we o.
That well is bubbling up all the time.
Vudo mal fe fiem ya okata yi.
You put one of them rags on it, throw it come out of the one side of the other.
Netodo vuma ofo de do nkola adefu gbanu make de gosiji alo gobubuji.
It don't have no time for a denominational rag on it.
Makpo asire koma ha tonko fo dovuvu manti o.
You don't need no filter, no strainer, no pumping, no jerking, no nothing else.
Mehia aso tichonu o egbogbo o ati hehe ne o mehia nu bubuare ke o.
It's just there bubbling up.
Afima kole.
It don't have to depend on local rains to fill it up. Rains are revivals. Or that fountain that's at that fountain of life. Where the carcasses, the eagles will gather. You don't have to pump up a revival. You don't have to pump up nothing.
Malebe miagbonyonyo. Malena mibe miagbonaneke.
Only thing you have to do is just come to the fountain.
Nusiko miawala ngebe miavavudolagbo.
It's always full of good fresh water, and there's no end to it.
Nungui gede yuefu tingui ayenu malineo.
It just keeps on bubbling. Don't have to go to the sister and say, well, if it rains and washes off the barn, we'll have something to drink.
My.
Not this. That artesian well spurting forth good cold water all the time. You can depend on it. You don't have to say, well, I'll go to this old cistern. We used to drink out of it, it hasn't rained in a long time. I'll tell you, it may be dry. That's why some of these man-made systems are. You can go in if you got a big something going on, a big caboose selling something, or some kind of a something going on.
Atengwa gede me, nanu gade leji yimna unye la, hababu ade sile nane jiramdo, alo alo nane fumevi sile leji yimnye.
Big parties and things going on, bunko games and parties in the basement, and everything you might find a full house.
Erufo gade sile leji yimnye lo, alo adidada, alo radome, defefo okple nuoken, atengwa kwe afeblibo de kanayo.
But where you go to where that fountain is bubbling up, always the people there getting a good cold drink of water.
Gake, ne edo tefe si vudoma le fefiem le la, esia yi la, akwa amao le afima si o le tingui fafe nom.
You can depend on it.
Atengu adrongu dengu.
Say they haven't had a revival for 10 years.
Mieglanabe, fe wenye si ome ga o nyonyo adekekpa o.
If you live with that fountain, she's always got a revival going on.
Ne le akbele vudoma akbola, efe nyonyo anoji yimnye da esia yi.
Like the little Welshman said,
One
time, when they had the Welsh revival going on, there's some dignitaries from the States.
Alo gbereka, esi Welsh pe nyonyono eji yimla, bubume adeoto America va.
Some of these great doctors of divinity went over to Wales to find out where and what all this was about.
Nenemfe doctor, maunti srola ofo dewe yide Wales, be yuanya afisike, plenusi kumfe nyakblomuolela.
So they had on their turnaround collars and their plug hats and this walking down the street. Here come a little cop along, wheeling his little billy club in his hand. Whistling down at the cross where my Savior died, down there for cleansing from sin, I cried. There to my heart was a blood applied glory to his name. Walking down the street.
Hele akulam, le atito gangu afisi nye de la kudo, afima la me favide nye ngunti koklota, afima ogle vude nye jingu, bubuna fanko, hele yiyim le mwaji.
So they said, this seems to be a religious man, we'll go ask him.
Ala wa globena, amesi adima usubola de, nye yadabiese.
And they said, mister.
Eye, wa glonebe, amechichia.
Said, yes, sir.
Ebe, agwe amegan.
He said, we are here from the United States. We're a delegation.
Eglobe, America mie tova afisia, mie nye amedodo.
We come over here to investigate the Welsh revival, so-called.
Mie va afisia be mia kunume, to Welsh pe nyonyo si oyona langunti.
We are doctors of divinity, and we are here to look it over.
Mie nye doctor, maunti srola o, ke mie va afisia be mia lankude engu.
He said, we want to know where the revival is and where it's held.
Eglobe na,
he said, sir, you have arrived. I am the Welsh revival.
Amen.
The Welsh revival is in me. Here's where it's at.
Welsh fengyongola le menye. Afisia ewole.
That's the way it is when you live by that fountain of living waters. It's living all the time, bubbling over and over and over and over. There's no end to it.
Now
go see if some water, if we had a rain here not long ago. That's not it. It's that fountain of living water. As I say, it gives us water free.
You
don't have to put rags on it to find out. Some educational rags for you. Send him out to preach and see if he spells his words right, speaks them right. If he uses nouns and pronouns and so forth and adjectives. Many of them don't even know what they are. But he's living at the fountain just the same. So you just say.
They
don't have to depend on the local rains to fill it up or the local revivals for it.
Makunare tisi ajala nuto manguti afia yo alo ɖe nutome ƒe nyɔnyɔ ŋuti na esia o.
You don't have to do that, for its power and its purity is within itself.
Mele ne be wɔwɔ esia o, elabena eƒe ŋusẽ kple eƒe dzadzɛnyenye la tso eya ŋutɔ me.
That's where the word is, its own power.
Afi mae nya la nɔna, esi nye eya ŋutɔ ƒe ŋusẽ.
When a man can receive it in his heart, it's got its purity, it's got its power.
Ne ame ate ŋu axɔ esia ɖe eƒe dzime ko la, dzadzɛnyenye le eya ŋutɔ me, eya ŋutɔ ƒe ŋusẽ hã le eme.
It's right in the word itself, springs forth to life.
Eya ŋutɔ le nya la me tututu, hele agbe tum ɖo ɖa.
Israel would get away from it, they'd get in trouble.
Ne Israel gblẽ esia dzi ko la, egea ɖe kuxi me.
Every time they got away from it, they got in trouble.
Esia yi si wote ɖa le eŋu la, wogea ɖe kuxi me.
Same as we do now.
Ele abe ale si miawo hã miele wɔwɔm fifia.
When the revival gets away from that, then it's no good.
Ne nyɔnyɔ dzo le esia gbɔ ko la, ke meganyo o.
It digs itself some wells and, or some stagnated cisterns, and there it goes.
Eya ŋutɔ aɖe vudo, eye alo tsido aɖewo si fafa, ke eya ema yina ɖa.
But he always helped them.
Gake kpena ɖe wo ŋu esia yi.
The murmuring at the Red Sea.
Woli liʋiliʋi le Fudzĩ la nu.
Then, when they murmured, yet in all that he had promised, made him a promise.
Eye esi woli liʋiliʋi la, gake le nu siawo katã me, egado ŋugbe, hena ŋugbedodo.
He should have turned him back right there, the way we'd look at it. But he had promised to take him over there.
Ɖe wòle be wòagbugbɔ wo ɖe megbe le afi ma enumake hafi, le míaƒe nukpɔkpɔ nu. Gake do ŋugbe be yakplɔ wo de afi ma.
What did he do?
Nu kae wòwɔ?
Them children of Israel, he furnished them the pillar of fire and everything for vindication, their prophet.
Na Israel vi mawo, ena wo dzolilikpo kple nusianu kple nyagblɔɖila abe kpeɖodzi ene.
And they let him out there to the sea.
Eye wòkplɔ wo yi ƒula nu, eye.
Always is trouble against it.
Esia yi la, kuxi vana hetia tre ɖe eŋu.
And here come the Pharaoh and his army.
Eye Farao kple eƒe aʋakɔwo hã kem gbɔna.
And you know what God did? He just opened up that red stagnated cistern.
Ke mi nya nu si Mawu wɔa, ɖe ko wo ʋu mɔ ɖe tsido dzĩ fafa ma me.
The Dead Sea is the deadest thing in the world.
Atiafu kuku la enye nukuku kekeake si le xexea me.
It's really dead, stagnated. Nothing can live in it.
Eku vava, efafa, naneke mate ŋu anɔ gbe le eme o.
And he opened it up and set them free on the other side.
Ke eɖe mɔ ɖe me hena vovovowo le go kemɛ dzi.
He took them to where they wouldn't have to be bound by such a thing as that.
Ekplɔ wo yi ɖe teƒe si wo mabla wo le kple nu ƒomevi mawo o.
In the wilderness, they found that the tanks could not be depended on. They were dry.
Le gbea dzi la, wokpɔ bena mele be woaɖo dzi ɖe nugo gã ŋu o. Wo me fu keŋkeŋ.
Found out they go from one water hole to another.
Míekpɔe be wotso le tsiƒe ʋe ɖeka gbɔ yi ɖe bubu gbɔ.
When they was in the wilderness, they're starving to death for a drink of water.
Esime wonɔ gbea dzi la, tsi si woano la hiã wo kutɔkutɔe.
And they go to this tank over here. A pond, it is dried up.
Eye ne woyi ɖe nugo alo ta si le teƒe sia gbɔ la, eme funa keŋkeŋ.
They went to another place. It was dried up.
Wogayina ɖe teƒe bubu, eme afu keŋ.
They just couldn't think there's ever going to get a drink.
Womate ŋu abui kpɔ be yewoagakpɔ tsi ano gbe ɖe o.
And then on the most unlikely place in all the desert, they found the water.
Kasia, le teƒe si dzi womaka ɖo o, le gbea katã dzi la, woke ɖe tsi ŋu.
It was in a rock. It was in a rock.
Ele agakpe me. Ele agakpe me.
The most unlikely place that a man would find any water would be in a dry rock in the middle of a desert.
Teƒe si dzi ame maka ɖo be yakpɔ tsi aɖeke le o la, eyae nye agakpe ƒuƒu me le gbea dzi titina.
But you see, God does things like that. In the most unlikely place, in the most unusual way.
Gake, mikpoa, Mawu wɔa nanewo nenema. Le teƒe si dzi wo maka ɖo o la, le mɔ si mema amewo la dzi.
That's what we've always had.
Eya komie kpona da.
They think you have to have a big denomination so together.
Wo bube, ehia bo wa fokoma ha tonko ga o nufu da du.
Let them all come together and have a great big milling around and so forth.
Eye wo webe wo katana kpeta da du. Eye amha ga da na fozi ple nu okan.
And get thousands to cooperate and all like this to have a revival.
Eye ama akpena na o na de asido ama. Eye nu okatana no alia afiko nyonyo nava.
Sometimes God takes the little old guy, don't even know his ABCs.
Yado ila, mawa tong tusuere, simenya efe abede goha o.
And right amongst a bunch of illiterate people that hardly knows the right hand from the left, he can raise up a revival that'll shake the world.
Le amamanyak bala ofe ratotuademe, amesi omanya ofe ndusito miyakbao teti ha o, eye wa renyonyove, si avuvu kheme kata.
He did at the time of John.
Well, Johannes for amen.
He done in the time of the prophets.
Well, and your grandilla for amen.
None of them, as we know of, was ever educated.
What do my mere come and yak, Balo? A balas me again.
But God could get a hold of him and do something with him.
Gakamau for a situng cow, her tower what do we?
In this rock came forth the waters.
Agapesia me ti dogole.
He was the rock.
A yanga agapella.
And he commanded this rock and must be smoke. And he gave abundance of pure, fresh, clean water to everybody that would drink.
Amen.
He saved all who would drink from it. A perfect parallel, John
3:16. Johannes
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. God smote that rock on Calvary. Our judgment is upon him, that from him might come the spirit of life that would give you and me eternal life.
That's
a perfect parable of it there in this wilderness. They never had to pull, dig, pump, or anything. Just partake of his provided way freely. When they didn't have to dig it out of a pond. They didn't have to pull it up with a bucket. They didn't have to have no windle to get it with. They just had to partake of it. And that's all there is now. You don't have to join nothing. You don't have to get out the altar and work up something pumping it. You don't have to say a word over and over and over until you get a confusion of language. The only thing you have to do is just partake of him freely. God's provided way. No pumping, no pushing, no nothing. Just take of it freely. Nothing you have to do, just partake of it. That is just believe it. That's all I can say to it.
You
never had to do anything for it. Never had to dig for it. They never had to get down and cry all night for it. They just partook of it. It was smitten and ready. That's right.
The kokpo gomele eme. Ofui.
I'm looking at a man now, sitting in the back of the room here.
si nɔ anyi ɖe megbe le xɔa me afi.
I remember telling that on an old barn stall one day by a manger.
Meɖo ŋku dzi be megblɔ nu sia nɛ le lakpo xoxo aɖe megbe ɖeka le nuɖuɖaka aɖe gbɔ.
And he said, but I'm no good.
Eye wògblɔ bena, evɔ nye menyo na naneke o.
I said, I know you're not.
Megblɔ nɛ bena, menya bena, menyo o.
And I said, I'm not either.
Eye megblɔ be, nye hã nye menyo o.
But I said, you're looking at what you are.
Gake megblɔ be, nu si nenye la, dziko kpɔm wò ya nele.
Quit looking at what you are and look what he is.
Ke dzudzɔ nu si nenye la dzi kpɔkpɔ eye nakpɔ nu si eya ma nye la.
He said, if I could just get rid of these cigarettes, Brother Branham, I'd be a Christian.
Egblɔ bena, ne ɖe mate ŋu aɖe asi le sigayɔyɔ sia ŋuti ko, nɔvi ŋutsu Branham, ma zu kristotɔ.
I said, don't get rid of them, you're trying to get good and then come to him.
Megblɔ bena, megade asi le ŋu o, ele agbagba dzem be yeazu ame nyui afi ava egbɔ.
He never come to save good men, he come to save bad men that know they were bad.
Meva be ya de ame nyuiwo gbede kpɔ o, eva be ya de ame vɔndi siwo nya be yewo vɔndi la.
He said, well,
egblɔ be, enyo.
I said, listen, you don't want to go to hell, do you?
Megblɔ be, dotom, medzi be ya yi dzomavɔʋe me o de, aloa.
He said, no.
Egblɔ be, gbede.
I said, well, you don't have to. He died that you might not have to go.
Megblɔ be, enyo, medze be na yi hã o, eku be magayi o.
He said, what do I have to do?
Egblɔ be, nuka ye wòle be mawɔ.
I said, nothing. It's just that simple.
Megblɔ be, naneke o, deko wòle bɔbɔe ko.
He said, but if I can ever.
Egblɔ be, ke ne ɖe mate ŋui ko a.
I said, there you go back to that cigarette again.
Megblɔ be, afi ma la, ke ɖe ma ye gatrɔ yi ɖe siga la gbɔ.
Quit thinking about that cigarette.
Dzudzɔ ta me bubu ku ɖe siga ma ŋuti.
Just remember, think about him. What he did, what he is. Not what you are.
Don kujiko, butamele ngti, nusi eyanye, nusi wawala, menye nusi wanenye o.
You're no good and you never was, never will be.
Menyo na naneke o, eye menyo kpo ha o, eye melenyo nyogbe gbede ha o.
But what he is, he is the one.
Kake nusi eyamanye, eyamaye.
Now I said, now the only one thing you have to do, if he took your place down there, you just willingly accept what he did.
Eye megblombe. Azɔm ɖeka hɔ si wòle be nawɔ la enye be, ne exɔ teƒe wòle afi ma la, ke ɖeko nalɔ axɔ nu si wòwɔ la faa ko.
Only thing you have to do is just accept it.
Nu ɖeka si nawɔ la ko enye be, nalɔ axɔe.
Well, I said, that's simple, I'll do that.
Nuka ŋutie, egblɔ be, nu sia le bɔbɔe, mawɔe.
I said, here's the creek.
Megblɔ be, tɔsisi enye si, mikuya.
I brought him up here and baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mekplɔe ɖe afi ma henyrɔe le Yesu Kristo ƒe ŋkɔ me.
Some of these people are sitting here and I know they felt funny at me for doing that. But I know what I was doing.
Etu aɖewo le afi sia eye menya be meɖi kokoe na wo esi mewɔ nu ma, gake menya nu si wònye mewɔ.
I seen in the man something that was genuine.
Mekpɔ nane le ŋutsu ma me si nye nu vavã.
I can see it there and I took him and baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mate ŋu akpɔe le afi ma, eya ta mekplɔe yi henyrɔe le Aƒetɔ Yesu ƒe ŋkɔ me.
And when we did that, it wasn't long after that till he went down to his son's house.
Eye esi miewɔ nu sia la, eteƒe medidi hafi wo dɔm ɖe via ŋutsuvi ƒe me o.
We seen a vision of a tree being broken at a certain place, and the man fell, almost broke his back.
Miekpɔ ati aɖe le ŋutega me si ŋe le teƒe aɖe eye ŋutsu la ge. Esusɔvie ƒe dzime na ŋe.
Took him in the hospital.
Wokplɔ yi ɖe dɔyɔƒe eye.
That night the Lord revealed to me that was the end of cigarettes.
Le zama me la, Aƒetɔ la ɖee fiam be ema enye eƒe sigayɔyɔ la ƒe nuwuwu.
So the next day he wanted some cigarettes.
Ale si ŋke la, ebia siga aɖewo.
I said, I'll buy him a carton and take it to him. You just watch and see. Your cigarette days are done.
Megblɔ be, maƒle go ɖeka vɛ nɛ. Mitɔ teko miakpɔ. Eƒe sigayɔyɔ ŋkekewo wu nu.
He's never smoked one since, never wanted one since.
Megayɔ ɖeke kpɔ tso ema dzi o, eye megadzuri hã kpɔ va se ɖe fifia o.
God!
Mawu a!
See, the first thing you've got to do is to come to that fountain.
Mikpea, nu gbãtɔ si dze be miawɔ la enye be miava tɔsisi la gbɔ.
You've got to come to that water, realize it's nothing that you can do, it's what he done for you.
Ele na mi be miava ti magbɔ, ate dzesi be menye naneke si yewɔlae o nu si wowɔ na wo la boŋue.
You don't have to dig, you don't have to pump out, you don't have to quit this, you don't have to quit that.
Mele be na dredo o, mele be na gboti o, mele na wo be na de asile nu sia ŋuti, ade asile numa ŋuti o.
The only thing you have to do is get there and drink. That's all if you're thirsty, drink.
Ke nu ɖeka si wole be na wɔ lae nye be na yi egbɔ eye na noe. Evɔ, ne tsikɔ wole wuwom la, noti.
Now, he was the rock.
Azɔ, eyae nye agakpe la.
God smote him for us, and he gave forth abundance of pure, clean water.
Mawu fo eyama ɖe mia ta, eye wo nati nyui kɔkɔe mi le agbɔsɔsɔ me.
He does yet today to everyone that will believe.
Egale ewɔm, egbe sia hã, na ame sia ame sia xɔe se.
This is his grace, of course, to his people, us.
Esiae nye eƒe amenu veve, godo na mi, eƒe dukɔ la.
There's something like there, like the people of today, ready to receive what they can get, but don't want to give any service in return.
Nane ƒomevi le afi ma abe, le abe egbemewo ene, wole klalo be yewoaxɔ nu sia nu si woate ŋu axɔ ko, gake womedina be yewoawɔ subɔsubɔdo aɖeke ɖe eta o.
Israel was ready to drink from the rock now, but they didn't want to give God his service that was due him.
Israel nɔ gbesɔsɔ na nati nono le agakpe me, gake womedi be yewoatsɔ subɔsubɔ si dze Mawu la ne o.
And he's always given us a service.
Ke eyama wɔ subɔsubɔdɔ na mi esia yi.
You know, we can't even breathe without him.
Minyea, miate ŋu agbɔ ya ŋutɔ hã eyama nɔ me o.
We can't breathe without God's service.
Miate ŋu agbɔ ya ne Mawu mewɔ eƒe subɔsubɔdɔ o.
That's how dependent we are on him.
Ale gbegbe mieku ɖe eŋu esi.
And yet, it almost breaks us in two if we try to have to do something for him.
Evɔ gake la, etina mi ʋu mieyina ŋeŋe ge ɖe ve. Ne miedi be miawɔ subɔsubɔdɔ aɖe, alo wòle be miawɔ nane ne ko la.
He asks us to do something. Go see somebody, go pray for somebody, go help somebody. It almost breaks us up to do it.
Ebia tso miasi be miawɔ nane, heyi ɖa kpɔ ame aɖe ɖa, heyi ɖa do gbe ɖa ɖe ame aɖe ta, heyi ɖa kpe ɖe ame aɖe ŋuti. Esia wɔwɔ la, gbã mi petepete kloe.
But we don't want to do anything to him for service.
Ke miawɔ miedina be miawɔ naneke nɛ si anye subɔsubɔdɔ o.
His complaint was, they have forsaken me, the word, and have accepted a broken cistern instead.
Efo nu toto la nye be, wo gble nye, si nye nyala di, eye wo lɔ xɔti do si wo gɔme ŋɔ ɖe eteƒe.
Except they have forsaken me, the fountain of life, the fountain of water of life.
Wo lɔ xɔ, wo gble nye agbe vudo, agbeti vudo la di.
And they desire and would rather drink from a stagnated cistern.
Eye ejro obe, alo eye wo nonuto ti do si fafala me.
Could you imagine that?
Miatengu abu nusiangu tikwa.
Could you imagine a person now that here's an artesian well is putting out that fine limestone water?
De miatengu abu amiadengu tikwa fifia bena, le afila agakome tivudwada si le ti nuitim akalo kwefe tivivi.
Rather the heart of the rocks down there in the sand beds and so forth, just as cold and good as it can be.
Si dogoto agakpe fo tumeten, le guma afima le kewe omeda, plenwoken, esi fa, hevivia le siko watengwi la.
And would rather drink out of a cistern over there that had washed off the top of the barn, the sheds, and all the outbuildings around the place.
Eye le esi atefe la, wanoti le ti doare me, le afima, si plonuto lakpo kple agbaflu.
Put it right into that cistern there where the seepage of the water drains right back into from the barn, the stables, the stalls, and everything draining right back into the cistern.
Hey, ova fore ti doma me la afima, afi si ti fe nu kpɔkplɔ lɔ nu sia nu ɖe nu kɔna ɖe eme, si tso lakpo sɔkpo kple nyikpo kple nu ɖe sia ɖe gbɔ hekplɔ nu yi ɖe ti doma me.
And we want to drink out of that before going to that artesian well.
Evola. Miedina be mia nonu le numa me gba afi ayire agakpe metivudo magbo maha.
There would be something mentally wrong with the person. That's right.
Anye bana negble le tagbona nene mama. Sia le tefe.
And when a man or a woman will take a denomination on their stand that'll permit bobbed hair, wearing shorts, makeup, all this other kind of stuff.
Eye nang tu alonyonwa de yikomaga chonkofo akpaji esidemo bo wa lutada be wa do atakwi ple nkumatumi pakple nububu sia otogbila.
And some little kind of a program and all this carrying on.
Hekperena na pomavi sisinya dodo suadangu ple nanamunu okata hola.
Can go to the bowling alleys and all that nonsense out there and can put up with that.
Eye watengu ayi gakpo bolu dafe ple bomachinu ma okata le afimagbo eye watengu atrode ngufa.
And like that better than do the old fashioned word of God that cuts down and hews out.
Eye walo esiawu ma ofanya tiganjitoa silanu hekpanu a.
It makes ladies out of women and takes them, makes them dress right and act right.
Hetong on was una fono, aye, what throw her wawoba wado awunui, aye wawanunuila.
Take cigarettes and tobaccos and swearing and cursing and lying and stealing away from you and all the world away from you and give you something that is a perfect satisfaction.
And dea siga cla tamayo, planutata clefsi for diame, pla lakpada da clefsi fioda la amame.
Why do a man or woman go to such a thing as that for comfort?
Nukata ntu alonyonu ayire numa fomo vi ogbobe wa di akofafa ma ha.
How can you get comfort out of that?
Aleka wate wa po akofafa le numa o me.
How could you get a fresh drink out of a stagnated cistern?
Aleka na tengu akpo tinwi ano leti dosi fafa ma ha.
Why would a person, if a person goes to a stagnated cistern to get a drink when there's an artesian well open?
You'd
say there's something wrong with that man's mind. And if a woman or a man goes to such a place to find comfort, there's something spiritually wrong with that person.
They
don't want the word. It shows that their nature is still a frog or a tadpole or something. That's right. Something of that nature it likes that stagnated pool.
Nana sisi jojo mamale silona tifwe sifafala.
Because them kind of things won't live in a freshwater pool.
Elabena numa ufome vima nona tifwe kokwe ma o.
They can't do it. It's freshwater. They can't do it.
Woma tengwi o. Tingwi o nye. Woma tengwi o.
Now, the complaint was they left it.
Azon, ntoto la nye be, wogbile esiadi.
And today, they've done the same thing. Now, look at the woman at the well. Well, she come up to Jacob's cistern. And she had been getting water there all the time at Jacob's cistern. But Jacob's cistern denomination, we would call it, because he dug three of them. And this one he dug. Now she had a great story. She said, now our father dug this well, Jacob. He drank out of it, his cattle drank out of it. And everything isn't that good enough?
And no tileme. Eye efe lahaoha no tileme. Plenu sianu. Denu siame nyong towa.
He said, but the water that you draw from there, you thirst again. Have come back here to get it.
Eglombe. Ketisina dule afimala. Tiko aga uoke. Elebe nagava afima. Adakui.
But said, the water that I give you is a fountain, a geyser, spurting up from the inside. And you don't come here to get it. It's right with you.
Gake, eglobe, tisi manawola, azutivudo, tome tisi angoto agumake, eye magava dutila afisiazo, elegbo.
Notice, But when she discovered that a scriptural fountain had spoken to her by a scriptural sign that she had been looking for,
mi de jesi esia gake esi o kpo bona tivudo si to ngonglo me laye fonu nae to jesi si le ngonglo me ji esi fo mo kpo mu yele la.
She left that Jacob's denominational system and never went back to it again because she had found the real rock.
Ejole Yakov fe koma ha tso nko fe ndu anyi magbo eye me ga tro yi de egbo gbede o elabena ekpo agakpe vavan la mikuya.
She ran into the city.
Efudu yidwame.
She was through with sin. She was no more a foul woman.
Edogole nuvome me ga nye nyonu makomako o.
She said, come see who I have found. A man who told me the things that I've done. Isn't this the very Christ?
Eglomena, mi va kpo amesi si me kpo la da. Ntu si gblon nu sia nu si me wala nam. De menye Kristo la ntu enye amesi awa.
That sister might have been all right. It had served its purpose.
Eya, ti doma atengu anyo. Eye ewo eto sinua.
Now, she was at the true fountain.
Azoa, eva ti vudo va vanto lagbo.
The cistern had been all right until the true fountain was open.
Ti domanyo, vasere esime wofu, vudo va vanto ladi.
But when the true fountain come along, the cistern lost its strength.
Gake esime vudo va vanto la va dokola, ti do la bua fengusan.
She found there's a better place to drink.
Ekpobe, te fe nyi to wuli, si wa notile.
And there is a better place.
There's
a better place, and that's in Christ.
In St. John 7:37
and 38, Jesus said at the last of the Feast of the Tabernacles, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink.
Ne ti kola amiada wumla, ne va gbonye, ne wanoti.
They were all rejoiced.
Wokata wokpojijo.
They had a little spurt of water coming out from under the altar, and there they was all drinking from this in celebration of the feast.
Tidanu suere nowosi, esi sinato vosamle kulate, eye afima wokata wonuanule, lenkeke nye nfefe azandufe.
Is that our fathers drank from a spiritual rock in the wilderness?
Hey, yo, grabana, miyafofo no chokbogbo mkbegbaja si nokbejila me.
See, they hewed themselves a cistern.
Mikuya, what did you do now on todo kui?
Some stagnated water they pumped down from somewhere and spurted it up under the temple there.
Tisi fafa, si okbato afiade, hey, yo, leti dam legbedo kwate le afima.
And they would all get around this water and drink and say, years ago our fathers drank in the wilderness.
Eye okatava fwa fura unha none. Blanabana, fagadova ilamia fofo nuile gbaji.
Jesus said, I am that rock that was in the wilderness.
Yesu blanabana, nye nye kbagbajama sinokbeaji.
Said we eat manna from heaven and God rained it down.
Oglobe, nye dumana tojifo, eye mawe chede anyi.
Said I am that manna.
Eglobe, nye nye manna ma.
That fountain was standing among them.
Eye ma tivudoma.
That bread of life was standing among them.
Agbeboloma,
and still they did not want it. They'd rather have their cistern. Because man had made this and God had sent that.
Elabena amewo esia kemawe do emayada.
That's exactly the difference.
Numatutu tuenye vovototola.
Dug themselves cisterns.
What did he do now?
He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink.
Eglombana, netikola meada wumla, eya ne vagbonye, eye wanoti.
He is that fountain.
Eya enye, tivudoma.
And as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Eye, abe ala singonglo glo enela.
Oh, he is that artesian well.
Oh,
out of his belly or innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Alo to efe me mekela agbeti tosisi jina.
He is that rock that was in the, it was Hagar's rock in the time of trouble when her baby was about to die.
Eyaenye agakpe ma sino. Emaenye hagafe agakpe le khahayi esime viado kudonu.
When she'd been put out of the camp and was out there with a little Ishmael.
Le esime wonye dogui le asadalame. Eye wono afima kle Ismael de vila.
Her water and her cistern that she's packing with her had give out.
Efati, si otora efati domere asila voken.
And she laid little Ishmael down and walked over a bow shot and cried.
Eye otora Ismael suela mlongi eye osoya jogevia no datifo zadamedeka. Eye ufavi.
And all because she didn't want to see the baby die.
Eye elabena medibe yakpo de vila fe kutefo.
And all at once the angel of the Lord spoke, and she found Bera Barsheba, the well there that was flowing is still flowing to this day.
Eye kasiala afotola fodola fonune eye wokpo Beersheba fefudo sino jijim la afima eye egale jijim vaseregbe.
He was Hagar's Bera Barsheba rock out there in the wilderness.
Enye Beersheba na Hagar agakpe silegbe jile afima.
He was standing here in the fountain filled with blood that day, standing there in the temple.
Ele titre re afima le vudo si yo fun ple vulagbo be magbe esi wo titre re gbedo kho ame.
Time of storm.
Le ahom tui.
In Zechariah 13 chapter, he was that fountain opened in the house of David for cleansing and for sin, cleansing of sin. He was that fountain.
Le Zakaria tawe ton yamala anya tifudoma sile nouveau to David fome khana nti koklo klo nouveau koklo da eya enye tifudoma.
In the Psalms 36:9, he was David's fountain of life.
Eye le Salomo tabla tovo adekuku ashekemala enye David fe agbetifudola.
He's still that fountain in the house of David.
Eganye tosisima sile David fome la kokoko.
And he's the poet's in his heart, there, poet said,
Aye, 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 si, le hakpala mame, le fajima afima, hakpala la globana.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins when sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Futosisiade dogoto Emmanuel fe kabiome, nuvo lao jetosiame, bufondi diwokan.
He is that fountain of life, fountain of water.
Enye agbeti tosisima agbeti vudola.
He is the word of God.
Eya enye maufenya.
People of these last days has forsook him, the true word, water of life.
Nkeke mamlesia meto gble eyama sinye nyetefenya la agbeti ladi.
And eschewed themselves out of denominational systems. And again, Hugh dug.
Eye wo de komaha tsonko fo ti do na wa won torokwi eye sirekakela o gadiu o kudo.
And now we find out they have had broken cisterns.
Eye miekpo asombana ti do si o gome ngola no osi.
And then this cistern is filled with unbelieving germs, unbelieving boasting educational programs and so forth, which is contrary to God's promises.
Eye ti dosia yo kple jima khose fo dolokuo jima khose fo adegbopopo suku de defo dodo pakle bubua okan singanu sio tovovo na maufo ngbedodo.
They're doubters of the word.
Wonya nyala fo dikelao.
Now these sisters that they got, the Bible said, were broken.
Azo ti dosio odela bibla globana wongo.
Broken cistern is a leaking cistern. And it's seeping out.
Tido singola, enye tidoade si duduna, eye wotuana fugbe.
What's it doing?
Nukai wom esiale.
It's seeping out into a religious cesspool called the World Council of Churches.
Ele titiom kore, subosuofe tifodido siwoyonabe, kikiame rame ofe adangdehala me.
And that's where the broken cistern is leading them to.
Eye afima eti do si gome ngola plo odote.
All because they have forsook him and have the fountain of living water and made these cisterns.
Esiawo katan fame elabena ogbla eyamadi eyewo agbetivudoladi eyewo detido siawo.
Digging out big seminary systems of learning, education, and so forth.
What the Bible suku fundu anyi gao kena nusosro suku dede plabubuao.
That's the kind of systems they're digging today.
Tido mau fomavi what the egbe.
That a man has to have a PhD or LLD or Bachelor of Art or something before he can even go preach.
Kagblabana elena mebe wa khodokta da sedigbalen PhD alo LLD alo BA fa da sedigbalen alo nanana ma afia tenwa ya da gboma unyang togo ha.
Sisters, that has been filled with man-made theology.
Tido si oyo fun ple maunti nsosro ametowo weo.
They take him into these great big schools of learning. And in there they inject into them their own man-made theology. And they send them out with that. What a day that we're living in. Man-made sisters. No trouble. No wonder the thing has become a stink.
Madafuo, mawanuku obe nuavale levevemkun.
Oh my! It's because that the people drink from that.
Oh, miato lesiamon notile matae.
And when the people want joy today, what do they do?
Ayene amole dijokpo dimek bela nukayoana.
The people, instead of accepting the joy of the Lord, they turn to sin for joy.
Amo, lesiwa lo akwa fotopo jijo tefola, wo troda nuvong tihe na jijo.
People who go to church and claim to be servants of Christ, when they get real nervous, they'll light up a cigarette.
Amesio dia solime, he yu awodo kube Christopo subola oha, na wo bitching tong tola, wo tua siga.
And when they want to have some fun, they stick on their immoral clothes and go out and cut the grass when the man's going by, give him a whistle at him.
Hey, no, tiba be your wife de viela, what donak bavu, a yereke ada nok beolam, ele ismung to over yina, alabe, walla ku ayo.
They do everything to be popular.
What one de siadebe, you are honko.
They want to look like the movie stars. That's their joy.
What dinabe, you are di cinema walla gao.
When Jesus said, I am their sufficiency, the reason that they go to that because they don't want to drink from that fountain. They've turned it down. They don't want to drink from it. They join themselves to some kind of a man-made system. Some kind of a cistern is full of all kind of stagnated things that they can go like
that.
Yesterday, we had the kids up on the river, I believe it was Saturday morning. We went out and Billy had been fishing the boat.
And
we took the kiddies up, my little grandson and them, my daughter and my little son. And we went up the river to take a boat ride.
You
couldn't even take a boat ride on the river for the filthy, dirty, scummy people out there on the river, half naked and carried on.
Magatengwa wata didi kle tojifu unto goha o. Lengunyo difofo kle afeme si o le tosisya ji le afimata. Wode amama afak kle afanke le nu manyata o son wom.
A boat drove up beside us, a bunch of little 12, 14-year-old boys, each one with a beer can in their hand and a cigarette.
Tojifu areva tomiakbo yi. Tofo vye ve, yifo vye nevi ngtu vyo le ame. De siade le bi agui kle siga de asime.
They call that having fun.
Numa yomo lebe tefefe.
Oh my, how long can this world last with such a system as that?
Oh, miato, eh, na nye kakasia gatengwa noni, blendwa ni mao togwine nama.
Then to free themselves from the thoughts that when they die they'll go to hell, the thing they do, they go and join one of these man-made cisterns.
Eye bewa voto susu siama be, na okula wa yire joma vopemetala. Nusio wana la enye be, wa yina da genade na nemfeti do ametawa we ofo deme.
So that same type of people belongs in that cistern. It's nothing but a bunch of unclean, filthy wiggle tails of the world.
Eyata, amankuma de katogwi kwele tido mame. Menyanane kecho u kekeme fe amemakomako o takporu koru furima o song fe gato toko o.
And they associate themselves to that because, as my old mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together.
Eyewo o de kakle numa elabena abale si danye titi aglone enwenwe nela kevisio tofu de kawe zonade du.
They won't come to the fountain and be cleaned up from that life of sin. They want to live out there and still hold a testimony that they are Christians.
Why?
They've turned from Him the true fountain of joy, life, perfect life and satisfaction.
That's
the reason they did it, because that they want to join up. They have some kind of people there that believe in that stuff. Here not long ago, Brother Fred and I and Brother Tom, a bunch of us went to a noted Baptist church in the city of Tucson.
La afisia tepe medidi ola, nye kple novi nye ngutu Fred, kwa kple novi ngutu Tom, kwa kle miyatwa da omye yire Baptist rame honkwa da me le Tucson duame.
To see if we couldn't find a little something that would give us maybe a little fresh feeling.
Be miyakpo da be, do to miyate ngu akpo, nuswea da siya nami sesene lamekbak be vya da mahi.
And the minister said something about the people in Egypt. When they left, they was eating garlic and so forth. They want to go back again and eat that.
Hey, ma unya glala glanya de kure alesi dukola no Egypt enuti esi ojola wo no ayok pakle nububu odum ogadiba yowagugbo ayi adadui.
Said that's something like people of today.
Eglabana nane ma sokple egbevio.
And we everybody said amen.
Hey, miya domato de si adeglabe amen.
I never seen such a bunch. The whole church lost the sight of the preacher and looked back to see who it was that said
amen.
Like scared him to death. They didn't know what it was. When David said, make a joyful noise to the Lord, praise him upon harps, praise him with the psaltery.
Esi David Globana, mi doji jolina Yehoa, mi kafi plekasankuo, mi kafi pleje.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord and praise ye the Lord.
Nusianu simak babolala, ne kafu Yehoa, eye, mi kafu Yehoa.
God rejoices in his people.
Mau kwa jijole fa dukola dome.
Let them of the learned say amen when anything is said right.
Amesi osronula, ne glombe amen.
Why not turn from this system and cisterns of the world to the faithful system of God, which is the artesian well, Jesus Christ? Why don't you turn to Him? Where God is our abundant supply of joy, our abundant supply and praises, our abundant supply and satisfaction.
Afisi mawu anye, miyafe jijo fe agboso sole, miyafe kafukafu fe agboso so, bale miyafe jijema fe agboso so maha.
The calmness of my nerves comes from God.
Mawe na nye domedwe nutina.
When I'm tore up, I find my satisfaction in Christ.
Na mavuvu kang la, magakpoa nye akofafa le Kristo me.
Not in a cigarette, not in the things of the world, not in joining some creed.
Menye le sigayo yo mo, menye le hekemenu mo, menye le gegede jikose adema o.
But in finding him the promised word that he said, if I go away, I'll come again to receive you.
Kabong le esimekpo ayamalata, le ngododo nya si ogbron la mebena, ne meyila, magatrova ake, eye makhomide nyeng togbonye.
I find my joy in that.
Mekpo nye jijole esiame.
He is my joy.
Eyae nye nye jijola.
They say today, by joining these things, and by making this world council of churches, that they're going to make a better place to live in.
Ogbrona ekbebena, togegede nusiawome.
To my honest opinion, they're going to make a better place to sin in.
Vava, le nyesusunula, de ogbona tefesin yowu oge, hena nuva owo.
That's just the whole thing, sin anyhow. Not to live in, but to die in.
Esianye, nublibola kata anye nuva, le mwosia monu, manyena akbenono, kebong, afisi, wakule.
Make us place to sin in, a sin in, instead of living.
I want the fairness you are one volley. What one volley? So be one no agbele.
Any other thing outside of Jesus Christ and his word of life is a broken sister.
Nububu, si le Yesu Christo clever agbenyala godola, nye ti do si gomengo.
Anything that tries to substitute it, anything that you try to do to bring you peace.
Nusianu si la agbaba jambe ya dolia tefela.
Anything that you try to do to bring you comfort. Any kind of a joy that you receive from anything else is a substitute for this. It's a broken cistern full of filth. He gives perfect satisfaction. I remember here a couple of summers ago, I stepped out the back door. And I There's a young snickle fritz out there that said to me, said, you know the reason you're always talking about women like that, wearing those shorts and things? He said, because you're an old man. He said, that's the reason it is. I said, look here, how old are you?
He said,
27. I said, when I was many years younger than you, I preached the same thing. I found a fountain of satisfaction. He is my potion. Amen.
Amen.
As long as he supplies that, that's the beauty. That's my art, is looking at him. Watching his handwork and see what he's doing.
There's
no other fount I know. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, pukwasi sila sisim si wama fu snow. Nyamanya tobubu o.
There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunge beneath the blood, lose all their guilty stain.
I'm
telling you, no other fountain over that fountain. It cleansed me when I was dirty. It keeps me cleansed because I want to live right at it.
Elam di kokwe elabena medibema no agbele egbo.
Drink this fresh water that's fills my soul with joy. I can be so ever so down and feel it. I can't hardly go no another round. Can't go nowhere else.
Matengwa bojo alegbebe. Eye wa wo sigbe nyamaga tengwa yiji o. Kamatete bubuji o.
Then I can kneel down and put my finger on a promise and say, Lord God, thou art my strength.
Agatengwa dro tefo bubu o. Kana mechekro to asingbe dodo adeji. Hegblobana afoto mau wenye nyengusa.
Thou art my satisfaction. Thou art my all in all. I can begin to feel something bubbling up from inside of me there. I'll come out of it. As I pass 50 years old, I wake up of a morning, you know how it is, can't hardly get that one foot out of bed.
Lesi me khofa ufo bla tova hohola, na me nyola ndimala, minyala si onona, esa seng toba made afodoguila abaji.
My, can't hardly do it. And somebody at the door knocking, or Billy telling me to the emergency somewhere I've got to go.
Nyato, esese afina we. Kasia, ameade kemule votro anu hele fom. Alo Billy ava glonam bena. Nana chok patale afiade wolebe mai.
Nothing. How can I do? Try to put one foot out.
Kema susuna be. Alaka matengwa we siye. Majiak bagba dea for the kade heche.
I think thou art the fountain filled with my strength. Amen.
Mesusube, wenye vudo si yofun kple nyangusa. Amen.
My strength and my help cometh from the Lord.
Nyangusa kple nyakhoname to afetolagbo.
Thou art my artesian well, thou art my youth.
Wenye nye agakpe me tivudo, wenye nye de kakunyenye.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like an eagle.
Amesio kwa mwana afetola, dwa liofa ngusa, wachwa yi ya mevi, abe huwana.
They shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint.
Wafuadu, metiawo, waswazoli, dadi metiawo nguo.
Lord God, this is my duty to go, I'm called to the post of duty.
Afetoma u, nye dodasye, bemayi, dewa yombe, ma wo dodasi siya.
The first thing you know, something begins to gurgle up inside of me.
Hey, afina nyala, nana de asifefiele menyedake.
The day over to a little place I was having a meeting over here in Topeka, Kansas.
Mtuare vayi le tefe suyade la, manotekpekpe wom le Topeka, Kansas.
There's a boy, a young preacher, one of my first sponsors.
Mtu vyade li, de kaku ima unyaglonlade, amegbento si o de asitenyela domotoreka.
Brother Roy, sitting here, remembers the place.
Novi ngutu Roy, sino afisya, adonku tefe aji.
In this great place there, there was this minister had got under a roof or a place, a sidewall, mashed him down beneath that.
Le afima, tefe gama le afima la, nana li si, osofo si anokho adete, alo tefe ade, eye glila nge le efe akhaji, khafuifu anyi, ogbandete.
The little fellow was going to die.
Ntu vila yina kukuge.
His liver was bursted. His spleen was knocked out of place. Tons fell on him.
Efe aklawo, efe vevegli le efe tefe, agbasikpe toni gede lai muje eji.
I sat at the breakfast talking to the wife.
Meno anyida ngdindufe, keno nufung ples ronye.
I said, wife, you know if Jesus is here, you know what he'd do?
Mebiebe, sronye, enya, na yesu la afisiala, enya nusiwawa.
I said, when he sponsored me, I believe that word he is sponsoring Christ.
Meglobena, esima wode asitengela, mekwanyama jisebe, Christo te wode asi.
I said, that's a trick of the devil.
Eye meglobena, esianya abosanfe ayadeko.
I said, if Jesus is here, he go lay his holy hands upon him.
Meglobe, ne de yesu le afisiala, deko wa yadayfe asi kokwela de eji.
That boy get well, I don't care if his liver is bursting.
Eye de takwima afwase sienta, Nyama follow my bear for aklawo.
He get well because Jesus had walked in there knowing exactly who he was.
Afonso sien, elabena yesu azon yegbole afima, lesi onya amesi tututu onya lata.
He knew his calling, the scriptures is right vindicating in him, he knew who he was.
Enya fo yoyo, ngonglo le tefe, hedrokpeji le mebena enya amesi onya la.
Not no shadow of doubt.
He
lays hands upon him and says, son, be well. Walk out
ada eƒe asi ɖe edzi agblɔ bena vinye wole ame nesẽ eye wòatso le afi ma. Eye megblɔ bena gbɔgbɔ vɔwo mesɔ gbɔ fũu le aʋlime ate ŋu awu ŋutsuvi ma ɣe ma yi o. Megblɔ be eƒe lãme la sẽ.
But I said, you see, honey, he was Jesus, the holy hands of God.
Gake megblɔ bena ekpɔa srɔ̃nye lɔlɔa eya mae nye Yesu Mawu ƒe asi kɔkɔe la.
I said, I'm a sinner. I was born sexual birth.
Megblɔ bena nye nu vɔ wɔla menye wodzim to gbɔdɔdɔ me.
My father and mother were both sinners, and I'm just a no good nothing.
Fofonye kple danye katã wonye nu vɔ wɔlawo. Eye, nye menyona naneke kura o.
And I said, but you know what? If the Lord would give me a vision and send me down there, then that would be different.
Eye, megblɔ bena, gake enya nu ka ya, ne de aƒetɔ ana ŋutega ɖem si adɔm ɖe afi ma la, ekema ato vovo.
I said, I'd go down and lay my hands on him. He'd come out of that bed if he'd give me a vision.
Megblɔ bena, mayi ada asi ɖe edzi, ke ato le abama dzi tã ne nye be ena ŋutega ɖem la.
Then I got to thinking. After all, if it was the vision, what was it?
Tete me tota me bubu be le siawo kata megbe ha ne nye be ŋutega ye de nu ka ye.
It was the same dirty hands on him. Same man praying for him. Same dirty hands.
Asi ƒoɖi siawo ke koe wa da ɖe dzi. Ame ɖeka sia ke koe ado gbe ɖa ɖe eta. Asi ƒoɖi sia ke koe.
Then I begin to think, I am his representative.
Ale me dze ta me bubu be eteƒe nɔlae menye.
Then God doesn't see me. That blood of that righteous one lays up there upon the altar. It makes intercessions for me.
Ekema Mawu mele kpɔyem o. Ame dzɔdzɔ ƒe ʋu ma le vɔsamlekpui dzi le afi ma. Ele nya xɔm ɖe akɔ nam.
He's my sufficiency. He's my prayer. He's my life.
Eyae nye nye agbɔsɔsɔ. Eyae nye nye gbedodoɖa. Eyae nye nye agbe.
I said the only thing that make me put my hands on him with faith because I have faith in the vision.
Megblɔ be nu ɖeka si ana madanye asiwo ɖe dzi kple xɔse la nye bena medo xɔse ɖe ŋutega la dzi.
And without the vision, the same faith to do the same thing.
Eye ŋutega manɔme hã xɔse ma ke awɔ nu ɖeka ma ke.
So I can reckon myself nothing but reckon him my all in all.
Eye ta nye mate ŋu akpɔ ɖokuinye be mele ɖe me o. Gake mate ŋu ade dzesi bena eya nye nuwo katã le wo katã me nam.
He is my life. He is my commissioner.
Eya nye nye agbe. Eya nye ame si dɔm.
No denomination sent me.
Kɔmahatsɔ ŋku aɖeke me dɔm o.
He sent me. Hallelujah. I go in his name. I'll lay hands up on him.
Eya dɔm. Hallelujah. Meyina le eƒe ŋkɔ me. Mada nye asiwo ɖe dzi.
Walked down there, laid hands on that boy, and that night he was in the meeting solid well. Amen.
Mezɔyi ɖe afi ma xe da asiwo ɖe ŋutsuvi ma dzi eye le sama me la enɔ takpekpea me xe sese nyuie. Amen.
Oh, yes, he's that fountain.
Eyae nye tsivudo ma.
No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nye menya tɔ bubu o, naneke o, negbe Yesu ƒe ʋua ko.
I'm a stinker, I'm a renegade, every one of us are. But before God, we are perfect.
Ame vlo menye, ame dzegoe menye, mia dometɔ ɖe sia ɖe hã ye, gake le Mawu ƒe ŋkume la, mia de blibo.
Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Ye, azɔ miawo hã mi de blibo, abe ale si mia fofo si le dziƒo la de blibo ene.
How can you be because a perfect one represents us there?
Aleke nate ŋui? Elabena ame si de blibo la ɖɔli mia teƒe le afi ma.
That fountain is there every day, fresh.
Tivudo ma le yeye le afi ma, besiagbe.
Not some stagnated something, but fresh every day that washes away all my sins.
Menye nane si fafa o, ke boŋu esi le yeye besiagbe, he klɔ nye nu vɔwo katã ɖa.
He is that fountain.
Eyae nye tivudo ma.
Now in closing, I say this.
Azɔ la, be miawu enu la, magblɔ nya sia.
Anything different from this is broken sisters. And will finally leak out what you put in it. If you're putting all your hopes, all your time, and everything in one of those stagnated sisters.
Nu sia nu si to vovo na eya la, nye ti do si gɔme ŋɔ. Ke nu sia nu si na kɔ ɖe eme la, aɖuɖu fu gbegodo. Ne nye be etsɔ wo mɔkpɔkpɔwo katã, Oi kata kple nusianu le fofom ɖe ti do fafa mawo ƒe ɖe me.
Jesus said they were broken sisters.
Yesu gblɔ bena ti do siwo gɔme ŋɔ wonye.
God said they're broken and they'll leak out every what you put in them.
Mawu gblɔ bena wo ŋɔ eye nu kake ne kɔ ɖe wo me la aɖuɖui.
You can't go any farther with them because they'll leak out.
Mate ŋu ayi didiƒe kpakpli wo o elabena woaɖuɖu.
For he is the only way to the truth, to the life, and to eternal joy and eternal peace.
Elabena eya koe nye mɔ ɖeka si yi ɖe nyateƒe la me yi ɖe agbe kple dzidzɔ mavɔ kpakple ŋutifafa mavɔ la me.
He is the only one and the only way to that.
Eya ɖeka koe li kple mɔ ɖeka si yi ɖe eme.
Oh my, the inexhaustible fountain of life is Jesus Christ.
Oh, miato, agbetivudo simemie na gbede ola enye Yesu Kristo.
Why?
Nuka ngutie.
And who is he? The Word. The same.
Eye amakai wonye nyalai de kamae.
The Word, the life, the fountain, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Nyalai agbelai. Tidolae esinyae amake eto egbe yide mavomavome.
The true believer, it's his supreme joy, his supreme life.
Na hosetova vala enye jijo si fotane ple agbe si fotane.
And his supreme satisfaction is in Christ.
Eye epe jijema si fotala le Kristo me.
No pumping, no pulling, no jarning, no bailing, just believing and resting.
Menye esi wa gbo, esi wa he, esi me wa do, esi wa pafu gbo, de ko na khoe ji se, a ha de jidi.
That's what he is to the believing.
Nu sia e wonye na ji khose la o.
Like Father Abraham, he never pulled, he never fretted, he never wearied, he had the Word.
Abba fofo Abraham ene la, me he na ne ke kpo, a koma vi kpo, me ti ji mari ha kpo, nyala no esi.
He laid upon El Shaddai's breast.
Emlo El Shaddai fenonu.
When Abraham was 100 years old, God appeared to him and said, "I am the Almighty."
Esim Abraham khofa la fa de kala, mau dzene khe glone be, nye nye nguso katantola.
The Hebrew word is El Shaddai, means the breasted one.
Hebrew gba fe nyagbala nye El Shaddai, esigoma nye amesisi nole.
And you're old and your strength is gone. But just lay upon my bosom and nurse your strength from this fountain. Amen.
Ke echi, nsa volengwo, gake ziore nye akonko, eye na no wong sa totivu dosiame. Amen.
What did he nurse himself to? A new body.
Nukae o kwato no ame. Ntila ye ye.
He had a baby by Sarah and 50 years later had 7 children by another woman.
Echi viha, le Sarah fotome. Eye le fe bla to megbe ha ega jivi adre le nyonu bubu fe dome.
Oh, El Shaddai.
Oh, El Shaddai.
The Old Testament shows what he did. The New Testament tells what he'll do. Amen.
Nubabla wo kwa fia nu siwo wo. Nubabla ye ya ha fia nu siwa wo. Amen.
In the Old Testament.
Le nubabla wo kwa mela.
Now the air is off, so I'll hurry and quit here now, just a minute.
Azon ya gbonwa tote, eya ta amade abla ajo la afisia le miniti de kame.
I like to say this before close.
Medibe magblonya sia, afia unu.
I had a good example this one time.
Mekpokpore nguyare kure sia nguti gade me.
I was patrolling.
Meno afe nguti jom.
And many people here, down around Georgetown, down there in Milltown, there used to be way back in the hills, a fountain.
Ke ame gade o la afisia la, le Jordan Bolofo, le Milton Afima, le Afiare Keda, le Togbeo Domila, Tivudo Areno Afima.
It was an artesian well. It flowed out about a 4 or 5 foot stream of water, just gushed out all the time.
Agakpeme Tivudoe, Tisio Dana Zirekala, Ade Dizipe, Abe Afo Ene, Lo, Alo, Aton Ene, De Koono, Komdiko, Siayi.
And a great big fountain around there, right around, was a lot of this year, pennyroyal, you know, and stuff growing there, that mint light.
Eye titisi ganda fukhla le tefoma, eye le afima godola, gbevefe o miye fukhla, minyay, bakla amagbebu buo siwo le abe ahame ene.
And oh, I used to just thirst to get there. Oh my, to get to that fountain.
Hey, enotroyem da be ma yide egbole afimako. Oh, miato, be ma yide tifudo magbo.
Not lay down but this thing and just drink and drink and sit down and drink. Wait.
Ke mamula nyide egbo, ke no enom ko. Hey, ma bobo no anyide aga nui. Alala.
And year after year, I'd still come to this same fountain. It never did cease, winter or summer. They couldn't freeze it. You can't freeze an artesian well. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't care how cold it gets, it ain't going to freeze that.
You'll
freeze a cistern, just a little frost will do that. See?
What then one natty do na zutikpe? For 5 years, swear the course, who are Sia, Mikuya.
But anything is moving, got life in it. It's a moving around.
The canusianus silva famla, at Beleme, and yanana sila yim.
And you can't freeze the artesian well out.
Hey, yeah.
No matter how depressed the spirit is around the place, this well is always living. Live it that well. And I noticed there, I went by and I drank at it, and oh my, just the fresh water.
Eye me deje sile afi ma be me yina egbo da nuati ke o miato.
You never had to worry, wonder if I get there, wonder if it quit running.
Malabena Hanwo, Abiado Kyosabe, Dotonama Yafima, Amiadamanyanwo, Tia Anya Jujosisimahi.
It's been running, the old farmer told me, said my grandfather drank out of it.
Egalasisijiko, Agladela Huare Glanan Pobana, Ebe, Togbinya Notileme.
And said it never has diminished or nothing, is still the same well. Gershon, right out into Blue River there.
Hey, O Globe.
I thought, oh my, what a fine place of water.
Masusube, oh, miato, tefenyu kanye sibe wa notile.
I walked about a mile out of the way to get to that place because it was such a real place to drink at.
Me fe amazona abak badrofe de kaene, afia yi tefea elabena tefenyu va vangtoare onyebe wa notile.
Oh, how good that water was. Oh, my.
Oh, tianyolo. Oh, miato.
I get out there in that desert, Arizona, and I still think about it.
Meme yi nagbeji afima, Arizona, eazon, gakeme gano ayunguti bum kokoko.
That wonderful well down there. If I could just lay down to that.
Tifu do nyui ngutoma, sila afima, nede magatengwa amulo anyide ekbola.
As David said one time, oh, if I could once more drink from that well.
Abe alesi David glogbereka ene bena, oh, ne de maga tengwa no tile vudo ma meko.
If you just get there.
Ne de wa tengwa yi afima kola.
And I sat down one day and I had a little funny thing that happened to me.
Kama no afima gbereka, eye nu dikoku ya de jore jinyen.
And I said, what makes you so happy all the time? I wish I could be happy like that.
Eye me bie be, nuke wanele jijok pom siya ye alia. E juro mbe nye ha makpo jijone ne ma.
Why, I never seen you sad since I've been coming here.
Nukangutie, esima mavana fisiakpa, nyamakpo na lebla nukpo.
There's not one sad thing about you.
Nana kamele blanwi lenguo.
I said, you're always full of joy. You're jumping and bubbling and carrying on.
Meglobe, jijo yo bago esiai, elekpotimna, helefefieji, levivisesajira.
Winter or summer, cold or hot, whatever it is, you're always full of joy.
Edanya vuvongoli lo, alo jomongoli. Fafa alo jojoola, nuka ke odanye ha, wea ne yok ba gokule jijo esia yi.
What makes you, what is it, because I drank out of it? Nope.
Nuka wa oben ne, nuka e nyanwa, de simen no woti taya, pao.
I say, well, maybe the rabbits drank out of it and you like it so well. Nope.
Meglobe, enyo, don hiye si fomi ziyo no woti taye, eye e joaji na wale gbegbe, pao.
I said, well, what makes you bubbling over like that? What makes you so happy? What makes you always full of joy?
And I
said, well, Is it because that the birds drank from it? No.
Megblɔ be le esi xeviwo va nɔ tsi le mewo tae a. Oh.
Cause I drank from it? No.
Esi me nɔ tsi le mewo tae a. Oh.
I said, well, what makes you so full of joy?
Mebe enyo, nu kae wɔ be wo dzidzɔ yɔ gbago nenema gbegbe.
Now, if that well could speak back to me, he'd say this.
Eye ne vudo ma ate ŋu adro nyanu nam la, alea wɔ agblɔ esi.
Brother Branham, not because you drank, I appreciate that, because I furnished for the birds.
Novin to Branham. Menye esi ne no ti tae o, esi aje ŋunye, kple ale si mate ŋu ana tsi xeviwo hã tae o.
I furnish for anybody wants to drink.
Mena ame sia ame si di be yeanoe la faa.
One thing you have to do is come here and drink.
Ŋdeka si hia be nawɔ la koe nye be nava fi sia anoe.
But what makes me happy, it ain't me bubbling. It's something inside pushing me. It's something bubbling me.
Kake nu si edo adzidzɔ nam, menye nye ŋutɔ ye le fefiem o, nane le menye ke. Le tutuyem, nane le fefiem le menye.
And that's the way it is with a spirit-filled life.
Eye nenemake wole na agbesi yɔ fuu kple gbɔgbɔ la.
Jesus said he give you a wells of water springing up in the everlasting life. An artesian overflowing gusher that's constantly flowing.
Abale si Yesu gblɔ ene la, enye le mikoa. Eye ana otivudo si wo anɔ sisim yi ɖe agbemavɔ me, agakpe me.
Whether the rest of the church is up or down, you're still at that well.
Hamia pa mesusua o da le titre, alo o da chanyi o la, wea na novuto si agboda.
Why would you take an old denominational system and cistern full of parasites and everything else and drink around all that stagnated stuff when you're invited to a fountain, an artesian well?
Nukatai na hokoma ha tsonko ho hua fendu anyi o, kple tsido si yɔ fuu kple aɖufuɖiŋɔwo kple nu bubu ɖe sia ɖe eye nanɔ nu le nuƒaƒã ma me evɔ wole kpe wɔm be nava tivudo si nye agakpeme tivudo la gbɔ mahã.
I think how it just pushed and juggled and gurgled and laughed and joyed and jumped and frolicked.
Mebu ale si wòle tsi damee la ŋuti kpɔ kple ale si wòle adadzie kple ale si wòle ŋeŋemie hele nu kom le dzidzɔ kpɔm hele kpɔ tim hele aseye tsom.
Cold, rainy, hot, dry. When all the rest of the country was drying up, it was bubbling just like it always did.
Vuvɔ, tsidzadza, dzodzo, kuɖiɖi. Ne dukɔa ƒe teƒe susuewo lu hã, egale fefie dzi ko abe ale si wònɔna tsã ene.
Cause it was deep, rooted, way down in the rocks it come forth.
Elabena, egoglo, edeto. Etokeke agakpe ofo tumedake.
Oh, let me live with that Gershon.
Oh, namano emagbo chro.
Take all your man-made systems you want to, all your old stagnated wells.
Mi khom ya fondro anya ametowawe o alesinu miejila. Mi afa vudo ho mawo kata si fafala.
But let me come to our stagnated systems, but let me come to this fountain.
Gake minamo be mava. Alo ti dosio fafa ke mi namo be mafa ti vu dosia gbo.
Let me come there where he is just full.
Mi namava afima si wo yo fun le.
He is my joy, he is my light, he is my strength, he is my water, he is my life.
Eya enye nye chijo, eya enye nye kekeli, eya enye nye, eya enye nye ngusa, eya enye tsisimano, eya enye nye agbe.
He's my healer, he's my savior, he's my king.
Eya enye nye gbedala, eya enye nye nye dela, eya enye nye fia.
Everything that I have need of is found in him.
Nusianu sike hianam la, mekwele eya mame.
Why would I want to go to anything else?
Nukangti magadibe mayi nubu bugboma ha.
Brother, sister, won't you come to this fountain tonight?
Novinguntu novinyonu.
Won't you, if you're not ever been there, won't you receive it tonight while we bow our heads?
Demavawa, nenye ba me yafima kpola, demahoe sia le zasiama esimemye demyapotao to maha.
Broken cisterns, leaking, seeping, the world, seeping into it filth from the barns and of other days.
Tido. Si o gome ngo, si o duduna, si o tsyona, hikeme tsyona reme, nunyonu si o tso lakpo latame, kple esi nye ŋkeke bubutɔ la hã.
Why not this well that that stuff cannot stand? This great fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
Nu katae menye tivudo sia ye o. Esime nu wuwuli mawo mate ngo ano o. Tivudo gama si yɔ kple vu si dogoto Emmanuel fo kabio me o ma ha.
Why don't you receive that tonight?
Nu ka ngtie ma khwele sa sia me wa.
May God help us tonight in this dry, thirsty land.
Mawo na kpere mi anuti jro le sa sia me. Le kuri nyigba fufu sia ji.
As the prophet said, he is the rock in a weary land.
Abele sinya glori la gblo enebe, eya enye agakpe le kuri nyigbaji.
He's that fountain.
Eya enye tivudoma.
Won't you come to him tonight in your hearts while we pray?
Demava gbole sasiame, pele wochi, esime mie le gbedom ra o ma ha.
Dear Heavenly Father, there's no other fountain as the music is playing.
Tifo fo fo lo lo. Tifu do bubu are kemeli o. Abale si sangwa le fo mu ene.
No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nyemanya to bubu are ke o. Nane ke o negbe Yesu fo fo ako.
I was born there. I've been raised there.
Afima e wo chimdro. Afima e wo nyimle.
I want to live there and die there and rise again there in his presence.
Mediba ma no agbela afima eye ma kude afima eye ma ga fonde titre afima lefon kuma.
Always, Lord, let me be in his presence, for there's no other I know.
Esiaila afoto na be ma no fon kuma da elabena nye me ga nya bubu o.
No creed, no love, no love but Christ, no creed but Christ, no book but the Bible.
Hosema vuvu adekeo, lonlo adekeo, lonlo adekeo negbe Kristo ko. Hosema vuvu adekeo negbe Kristo ko. Agbale adekeo negbe Biblia ko.
No anything else, no joy outside of Him.
Nububu adeke kwao, jijobubu adeke leya magodo.
Take Him from me, oh God. I don't care how much the world I own, it would still be dead.
De eyamada le menye, o mau, me kakeke amenufo agbososo si le menye ola, ele kukuge kwe.
I'd wander around with my hands up over my hair.
Makpla nye asita, anotagalala tataji.
Take him from me, I'll be gone, Lord.
De siara le menye, ne menye nenemo ola, de kumaku afeto.
But let him be in me, then December's as pleasant as May.
Gake. Nabe siana nomenye, ekema, jomaha avivi abe dame ene.
Then there's no hot places and no dry places.
Ekema jojo tefeyare kema ganoanyi o. Eye kuridi tefeyare kema ganoanyi o.
Even death itself has no victory.
Ke kungto goha makpo jidudu o.
Let us have him, Father.
Nabe miya khoe ya makojiro fofo.
Give him an abundance to every believer here tonight. As he waited in this room,
Naya mami la gbosso somme na hose tore siade la officia zasiame esimaola la le hosiame.
Many of them's got to drive along the road tonight as they go to their homes, and may this be their thinking. I'm living at that fountain.
Odoma amagedola fukugala moji zasiame. Nawa yinada wode kasususiana no wasi jrobena mele akbele tivu domagbo.
I'm living there. Freshly drinking hour by hour.
Begale afima, hegale tia nom yeye, to gafofo yi de gafofo.
And if they haven't received that as yet, may they receive him now. So they can take the fountain right with them.
Kenoma kwe hade ola, ona kwe ya mafishia, alebe wa tenwa yi kle tivu doma.
I'll go with you, I'll be with you to the end of the world.
Ma yi klimi. Manoanyi klimi vaserekeke amefon wuwu.
Grant these things, Father.
Nabenu siawo na vame, fofo.
And now while we have our heads bowed, is there someone in here tonight, or how many would say, Lord, take me to that fountain just now?
Eye azo, esimia fe tao galetola, de ameade la afisia le zasiame. Alo amene nye akblobena, afeto, plom yitivu domakbo fifila.
I've never come here just to hear. I come here to find out something.
Nyemava fisi abe mava senya de deko. Demava fisi abe makpona ne.
I come here to find you, Lord.
Meva afisia be makpo wo aƒetɔ.
I have a need of you tonight. Come to my heart right now. Will you do it, Lord?
Me hia wo le zasia me. Va nye jime fifi la. De malo awe wo aƒetɔ.
God bless you. The Lord bless each one.
Mawu na yira mi. Aƒetɔ na yira mi adome ame sia me.
Father, you've seen the hands, even up and around the wall and in the other rooms, outside.
Fofo, ekpo asiawo, keke ŋutɔ le dzia, kple gliawo xa, kple xɔ bubuwo me, le egodo gɔ hã.
You've seen them, Father. I pray that you'll supply everything they have need of.
Ekpo wo, fofo, me le gbedom ɖa be na nawo nu sia nu si hia wo la.
Maybe they've been drinking in some old cistern, Lord.
Dohi wole ti nom le ti doho khwe ade me aphetɔ.
Just some halfway stopover where some man hewed out a cistern.
Lete tofe si le mo afaji afisi ame ade ŋutɔ de ti do ade do.
It's become contaminated with all kinds of strange doctrines denying the word.
Eye nu fafia tutɔ de sia de ƒomevi ƒe dɔlekuiwo le eme.
I pray, God, that tonight they'll come to Him who is that fountain of life. Granted, Father, I commit them to Thee now in Jesus' name. And you told me if you ask anything in my name, it'll be done.
Ke egblo nam be ne mi bia nane le nye nko ji la wa we.
Now I wouldn't ask this, Lord, if I didn't think it would be done.
Azo nye ma bia nu sia o afeto ne menye de me susu be ava me o.
I be just saying it in a ritual routine.
Anye ne ma magble ko abe.
But I pray for them with sincerity. I pray for them believing that you'll grant what you promised. And now I take them away from that cistern tonight. I take them away from the place they've been drinking where they're not satisfied to this fountain. I do it in Jesus Christ's name. They're yours, Lord. Let them drink from you the living water, the fountain of living water. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen. Grant it, Lord.
Le Yesu fun kome me biele. Amen. Ne va me juro afeto.
Oh, si le si si. Wame fuwo sino nye me nya kaotubuwo na nekewo yeso pe wako nukai a shewa mafoda na nekewo yeso pe wako. Look at the world, the world, the
world,
the world, the world, the world, the world, the world, the
Thou knowest all things.
Medogbeda mau bena wo wenya nuokata.
Ne menya to kubuo na neke wo yes. Think
of it. No other fount I know.
Buen po, nyemanya tobubu o.
I don't know nothing else but him.
Nyemanya nububuadeko, negbe yamako.
I don't desire to know nothing else but him.
Nyemajiba manya nububuadeko, negbe yamako.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nanako, negbe yesu fofuako. Oh,
oh, oh, precious is the Lord, that we may be full of His name.
While we sing that again, let's shake hands with one another.
Esimia gaji hasi akala. Minamia nasimiano.
Do you love one another?
Demialomiano.
Amen.
Is there anybody in here got anything against somebody else? If there is, go make it right, will you?
Damiadela Josiame. Ayang Adela Sidama Bubuwa. Nadalila, Mikaida di Rodome. Milawaga.
Let's not leave here like that. See?
Miganabamia Jola Fisia and Mako. Mikuya.
If you got an ought against anybody, you go make it right now.
Nemianina for Lamiadangula. Mikaida Drero Fifila.
Right now is your opportunity to go and say, brother, sister, I said something about you. I thought something. I didn't mean to do that. Forgive me.
Fifilanya gomokoko na obe na yak blobe. Nothing to nothing onu. Meglonga redenguo. Mesusuna redenguo. Yamadube ma onu mao. Tue kemjiro.
That's the way to do it.
Mikwea. Nene mao onema.
Let's have the fountain right among us all the time. See?
Minati vu domana nomia domako. Esiai. Mikwea.
Nye me nya. Tobu.
Demanyong Toa.
No other fountain. We won't contaminate ourselves with other things.
Tivu dobu buadakao. Miele nutu totoge abba dolele na miyadokyo.
We have separated, left the world behind. We don't want more of Egypt's garlics and broken cisterns.
Miye de miyadokyo de aga. Hekbele kekeme de megbe. Miye gadi Egypt efe ayo. Ple ti dosyo goma ngolao.
We are in the journey with the Lord Jesus, that smitten rock. Amen.
Miele mo song plafoto Yesu, agakpe masi ofo. Amen.
Eating manna from above and drinking, eating angels' food and drinking from the rock.
Amen.
Hele tifo mana dum, hele tinom, le mau dolofon dudu dum, eye mien noto agakpe la me. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Azomi namia demia fetaoto.
Praying that God will so richly bless each of you, that His grace and mercy will be with you through the coming week.
Mielegbe dom rabe mauna ira mia dom etode siade. Bena fe amenu veve klenu blanu popona no anyi klemi le kosira sigbona lakatame.
And if anything should happen, that one of you may slip beyond the veil now, just remember that it's only a few hours of sleep and rest until we meet.
Eye ne na na jo, be mi adomoto re na didi aga ayi domoto vola godo fifiala, mi don kuji kobena gapopo viare fe alododo ple didi de makwe fasere simemi aga pe.
Remember that they which are alive and remain shall not hinder those which are sleeping.
Mi don kujibena amesio suso le agbela ma dongona amesio le alodomla o.
For the trump of God, that last trumpet, the sixth one has just sounded.
Elabena ma ufakpe pemletoma senva ikwe adeliadi.
And that last trumpet, like the last seal, will be the coming of the Lord.
Ayekpe mleto mala, sigbenu trenu mleto enela, anya afeto fe vava.
It shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Ele didi ge, eye ame si o ku le Kristo me la atitre gba.
Just resting till that time.
De ko ele didim de me, va se re ma yi.
If you should get hurt, remember, take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare.
Kene o de abingu o la, don ku ji be, to Yesu fe nko yi kli wo, abe akpo khonu, to mo de si ade me.
And when temptations around you gather, just breathe that holy name in prayer.
Eye ne tete kpo fo hla o ha wo gbogbon na nya nko kokko esi ale gbedodo ra me.
Devils will flee.
Gbogbon fo asi.
Just remember, we hope to meet you here next Sunday morning, bringing the sick and afflicted.
Mi don kuti be mi le mo pon be mi va pekle mi le ko sira gbe si gbona fe ngdi me le afisia.
I'll be praying for you. You pray for me now. Will you do it? Say amen.
Manogbe dom rade miata. Nyoha mi dogbe rade tanye azon. Miela wogea. Mi globe amen.
I'll pray for you that God will bless.
Ma dogbe rade miata be mauna irami.
Kole gudu durame. Kowasi ole bifi.
Precious
name. Isn't it sweet and precious? The Mavivi Hawasiwa.
It's always so hard to leave you. Although I know you're burning up, but there's just something about that's one more verse of something. Will you do it? Will you do it?
Demialoawea.
Bless be the tie that binds, sister.
Why yira nubabla kasi bla? Novinyonu.
How many knows the old song?
Amene nyenya ha hohoma.
We used to sing it years ago.
Yejine fagedewe nye sivai.
Now sing it tonight. Two hands out of the hundreds that's left.
Kemono tamu boom zasiame. Le asi evepe. Si suso. Le alafao domelanguti.
When we used to sing that song around the tabernacle and charm one another's hand, bless be the tie that binds.
Sama, simye jina hasia, kekpokla agbadola, eye mye lemye noofo asi, wa yira numbabla kasi bla.
I've buried a lot of them right up here in the cemetery.
Medi ame gede o lewo dome, ne ame di bosi le jigbe afisiame.
They're waiting. I'll see them again.
Ole la lam.
I see him once in a while in the vision. When I look beyond the veil, they're there. Let's bow our heads now as we sing.
Minamia demia fetao toazon, a simemie le hadim.
Waira do ba blaka.
Reach over, get over somebody's hand. their part.
As on do asira na la marapasi, kaklai do la.
I bow your head.
As on mi de tato.
But we shall still be joined in heart and spirit. With our heads bowed, I turn the service to the pastor now.
Hey, yes, my father is here. My father is here. My father is here. My father is here. My father is here.